Play-by-play of tonight's game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Now, here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to the historic Duncan Field here this afternoon. Class C1 State High School football playoff action. Hastings St. Cecilia getting set to take on the Mustangs out of Gordon Rushville. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside. St. Cecilia coming in a record of 9 wins, no losses on the season. Opened up the state playoffs last week with a convincing 47-12 win over Battle Creek. The Hawks are ranked number 2 in the state of Nebraska, according to the latest Associated Press high school football poll. They'll face the 10th-ranked Gordon Rushville Mustangs here this afternoon. They come in with a record of 8 wins and 1 loss. They beat Valentine in the first round of the state playoffs by the score of 30-12. Gordon Rushville, a team that's going to throw the football around a little bit here this afternoon. They average 127 yards per ball game passing, 222 yards rushing. They score 27 points per ball game and give up only 8.6 points per ball game on defense. Of course, Hastings St. Cecilia with a great performance last week against Battle Creek. Got the 97-yard kickoff return from Dalton Seeley to start the ball game. Then on the first possession for Battle Creek, Paul Gettert intercepts the ball and returns it 40 yards for a touchdown. Before the offense even got on the field, the Blue Hawks had the lead by the score of 14-0. Dalton Seeley had a big day rushing the football for St. Cecilia, 144 yards on 16 carries, and the defense doing their great job again, held Battle Creek to just 110 yards rushing, but they gave up 151 yards passing, Jimmy, in the ball game last week against Battle Creek, and I know that's a little bit of a concern here for the St. Cecilia defense on how they're going to handle the passing attack this afternoon of Gordon Rushville.
Well, it'll be simple, Mike. They just have to completely put a lot of pressure on the quarterback, Chris Conroy, from Gordon Rushville. He is a throwing threat. They like to throw it a lot around the football field, 1,090 yards, 10 touchdowns, 4 interceptions coming into the ballgame. So Conroy likes to throw the ball. A pretty good-sized offensive lineup there for him. They give him a lot of protection. His go-to guy is Lane Holler, 424 yards of receptions this year for Gordon Rushville. So they do like to throw it around. They have a good running back there in Jesse Metzger, 205-pound tailback, who has had a pretty good year himself, 823 yards and 12 touchdowns. But a pretty good balanced attack, and each and every contest they go into the playoffs now is going to get a little bit tougher and a little bit tougher. And when you get a team from out west, you don't know really what to expect, what kind of competition level they play out there. We're going to find out today.
It's going to be a windy afternoon, as you can hear the wind blowing through our field microphones here this afternoon, but not a cloud in the sky. A lot better than the snow and the rain and the yuck that we had last week for the opening round of the state playoffs.
I tell you what, for one thing, St. Cecilia gets to see the sun for the first time in a couple of ball games. The game up at Grand Island Central Catholic, they were able to see snow as it pelted down. Last week, they moved the game over to Hastings College, and that game was pelted with rain and freezing drizzle as the game continued to move on. But coming into this ballgame, Mike, I was just sitting here thinking the last two games we've done for St. Cecilia, they have scored 2 touchdowns against Grand Island Central Catholic before their offense hit the field. They scored 2 touchdowns last week before their offense got onto the field. So they have combined for 14 points in each of their last two games before their offense has even come onto the field via special teams. And last week, the kickoff return by Seeley and then an interception also for a return against Battle Creek last week. So Coach Carl talked about it in the pregame show. He just hopes his team can rebound, because they have been a team of big, big plays here in the last couple weeks.
Gordon Rushville lost only once during the regular season. That was to number 1-ranked Shadron, as Shadron beat him by the score of 21-6. Since then, they beat Ainsworth 33-6, and they knocked off Kimball in their regular season finale 52-19 before picking up a win in the first round of the state high school football playoffs last week. So you've got the Mustangs. They came in to Hastings last night, stayed overnight in the Hastings area. They've been here all day long as they get set for football action here this afternoon, dressing their blue bottoms and their white tops, trimmed and lettered in the orange with their orange football helmets this afternoon. St. Cecilia going to be dressed in their homestanding uniforms. They'll be in their black pants with their blue tops and their blue football helmets here this afternoon. Winner of this ball game will move on to play again next week against the winner of the Crofton Grand Island Central Catholic ball game. That one is going on later on today up in Crofton. So obviously the Hawks have seen the Crusaders. We had that ball game a couple of weeks ago. St. Cecilia handily beating Grand Island Central Catholic. And that one in Crofton, the opponents for Central Catholic here this afternoon. So a big day of high school football. I think we've got the early game. This is one of the earliest starts. I think there's one or two other games that will kick off here at 1:30 or 2 o'clock throughout the state of Nebraska. So we have the kickoff, so to speak, of round number two of the state high school football playoffs here this afternoon.
Yeah, just a lot of excitement in the air listening to your counterparts over in Kearney, Doug and Daddy today. Yeah, they went through the lineup of today's ball games, and a lot of games getting started early this afternoon. I'm going to be one. I'm going to take in the Blue Hill Bobcat game later on, so that ought to be a dandy as they face Sutherland down in Blue Hill at around 6 o'clock tonight. So, yeah, just an exciting time. And finally, the sunshine, going to be a nice day at the greatest. How's Coach Aaron say that? The greatest playing surface in the state of Nebraska.
I told you sooner or later we would make our 2009 yeah. debut, and here we are.
Yes, we are here, and thank goodness the last week it was moved over to the college because you feel that breeze blowing in here from the north. That's what it would have been only with rain coming in last week. Thank goodness we have sunshine as they announce the starting lineup for St. Cecilia here. And a good crowd coming down from Gordon Rushville. That's a long, long trip down. As you mentioned, the team come in last night and practiced in the area last evening and then stayed at a hotel here. But a good crowd on hand that came down from Gordon. A
couple of other games we'll have here today. We're going to have the Blue Hill Sutherland ball game later on this evening on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5 pregame show begins at about 5:30. This afternoon, we'll also be covering Giltner as they've got a rematch with Axtell today. That'll be a 6:30 ball game, and you can catch that one on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Later on tonight, Blaine Bulis will be back with Tyson Hervronic. We'll have the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. Get you up to date on all the scores from this second week of the state high school football playoffs. That will begin at 9 o'clock tonight here on 1230 KHAS. So we are sneaking up on game time here this afternoon at Duncan Field in Hastings. The Class C1 state football playoffs between Hastings St. Cecilia and Gordon Rushville. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to high school football.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
As long as there's been racing, Kendall Motor Oil has been a proud sponsor of Speed. From the first dirt tracks to today's high-speed drag strips, Kendall has been there. And the same passion for speed that fueled Kendall's first engines is alive today in Kendall GT1 high-performance motor oil. Kendall GT1 is made to perform in the grueling heat and stress of racing. Off the track, it's made to protect today's high-performance engines. So if you have a high-performance engine or a high-performance lifestyle, choose Kendall GT1, Kendall Motor Oil, or in the protection. Available at major oil sales in Hastings Industrial Park East.
1230 KHAS.
So the singing of the national anthem as we get set for high school football action here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS, Hastings St. Cecilia and the Mustangs out of Gordon Rushville expected to go at it here this afternoon. St. Cecilia will go with their same lineup they had a week ago. Bo Schwenker, the quarterback, 180, a senior. Schwenker has completed 69% of his passes this year, 794 yards, 7 touchdowns, only 2 interceptions. Ben Conan will be the starting fullback for St. Cecilia this afternoon. Coach Carl Tesmer looking for a big day out of Conan today. 200-pound senior. He has rushed for 687 yards so far this year. Dalton Seeley was at just a magnificent season for the Blue Hawks. Seeley, 200 pounds and a senior. 131 carries, 1,265 yards. Seeley has scored 23 touchdowns for the Hawks rushing. Split ends will be alternating between Wade Dykeman, a 155-pound senior, and Paul Getter, 205 and a senior. The tight end, Joe Ryan, 180 and a senior. And the slot back, Andrew Young, 180 and a senior. The offensive line, Nathan Susie, Joe Wallmeyer, Jake Swartz, A.J. Toms, and Zach Stirrup in the football game here this afternoon. St. Cecilia will kick off to begin the football game. It'll be Gordon Rushville moving from our left to our right to begin this first quarter of play. It'll be Kissinger, Matt Kissinger, kicking off for Hastings St. Cecilia. And dropping back deep for Gordon Rushville is going to be, let's see who's going to drop back there for the Mustang. It's going to be number 18 in the ball game, Brandon Hutz. And also Ty Kreitman, number 20, along with Derek Jensen. They've got three men back deep, Jimmy, back here at the 10-yard line. Obviously, they want to return here.
Well, they do, Mike. You'd mentioned their colors. I come walking in. I looked for Tim Tebow. I didn't see him. Looked real similar to the Florida Gators. As you'd mentioned, the blue pants, the same color as Florida, white tops, and the orange helmets. But hopefully we don't have the Gators here, and I didn't see Tebow. Kissinger ready to get this football game underway.
Hopefully Tebow is nowhere to be found in that sideline.
Well, we'll hope so.
Here's the kickoff by Kissinger. It's a good kick, end-over-end kick. It's going to come to number 18, Brandon Hutz, back there at about the 2-yard line. Angling off to the far side, he's at the 10-yard line, and that's all she wrote. St. Cecilia down in special teams there in coverage, knocks him down right at about the 10 or 11-yard line. They're going to give him forward progress out to the 12-yard line. Wade Dykeman down on special teams along with Andrew Young to make the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia. So now Gordon Rushville will start their first offensive drive this afternoon. First down and 10 on their own 12-yard line. Again, this is a team that's going to want to throw the football around a little bit. I don't know if they want to do it from back here at the 12-yard line to start off the football game. We shall see. Chris Conroy, your quarterback. He wears number 13, 6'1", 190, a junior. Ty Kreitman will be in the backfield, number 20, 5'8", 160, and a senior, along with the leading ball carrier, Jesse Metzger, 6'1", 205 pounds, and a senior. They will start off with a quarterback under center here as Conroy looks. A lot of movement up there on the defensive line. Man comes in motion as they hand the ball away, coming to the near side, slipping a couple of tacklers, and coming over here is going to be Derek Jansen. Jansen across the 20 out to about the 24-yard line, so a nice gain there for Derek Jensen. He was the slot back man over there to the left side of the formation. Jensen can both run the football and to catch it. He's got 9 carries so far this year. Actually, he's got 47 carries and 9 receptions. Nice pickup for Jensen on the first play. Pickup of 12 yards. We'll call it first down and 10 yards to go as Gordon Rushville picks up a first down in their first offensive play here this afternoon. Now they split the two wide receivers to the left and two to the right side. One lone back behind the quarterback, Conroy. That's going to be Jesse Metzger. As Chris looks over that St. Cecilia defense, maybe audibling here on the first down and 10. They just go straight ahead, and that was going to be stacked up immediately. They go to Metzger. They spread the field. They give the ball to a Metzger, and he's going to be stood up right there by Zach Stirrup of Hastings St. Cecilia. Stirrup, the big 245-pound junior for the Bluehawks.
But I think Zach Stirrup is going to have a big day today, Mike. We talked about Conroy coming into the game. He likes to throw the football around. And already you can see they very quickly, the line of scrimmage, they basically just stand up there. They don't huddle. The play comes signaling in, and then he has a wristband on his left wrist, and he's sitting there. You can see him watching, looking over it right now, and he'll get up underneath there with a hard count and try to draw St. Cecilia off. And here he goes again with another audible, going to change it up with wide receivers two left and two right for Gordon Rushville.
Second down, 9 yards to go. Line of scrimmage, 25. Conroy backs up, throws a left side. It's going to be caught out here at the 30-yard line. Slips a tackler, 35, 40, down the sideline and run out of bounds over there at the 44. So a quick little pass goes to the far side. That goes to Lane Haller, number 16. Haller, the 6'2", 165-pound junior, finally run out of bounds over here at the 44-yard line. So an impressive start here for Gordon Rushville.
Yeah, just a slipped would-be tackler out there on the white right side. And Haller able to bring it in, pick up 18 yards on that reception. So Gordon Rushville off to a good start here as they inch the ball out to the their own 42-yard line, first and 10.
You mentioned the wristbands. Not only does the quarterback have one, I think everybody on the offensive unit has got a wristband on their left side, so that's how they call their plays. First down and 10. Ball is pushed out here to the 43 officially as Conroy is under center again. Metzger is the one lone setback. The ball is on the far side hash mark. Conroy has got the ball. Handoff goes to Metzger. He's across the 45, and he dives forward to about the 48-yard line. Tackle is made in there by A.J. Toms for Hastings St. Cecilia. So Gordon Rushville moving the ball against this St. Cecilia defense on the initial drive. They started this baby at the 12-yard line.
Yeah, that just an inside handoff. Jesse Metzger, as we'd mentioned, over 800 yards coming in the ballgame. A big back listed at 205 pounds, just went right behind his right guard and was able to pick up nearly 6 yards. So it's going to get second down and four. And we talk about St. Cecilia defensively might give up a lot of passing yards last week. It really concerned Coach Tesmer. But again, they've got to get some pressure on the quarterback, Conroy, if they intend to stop this Gordon Rushville offense today.
Second down, 5 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is down the 47-yard line. Metzger gets the call again, dances his way to the 48 to the 49-yard line where he is snowed under. A pickup of a couple of yards and a play. And now Gordon Rushville is going to be looking at a third down situation here. Third down and about 3 yards to go. They're going to spot the football right at the 50-yard line here at Duncan.
Well, and you are right, Mike. You look out on the field, every player out there on their left wrist has a wristband that has the plays. You can see them all kind of look at the play that's being signaled in. And so they stay right at the line of scrimmage, and the quarterback, Chris Conroy, operates this offense. He'll shout it out here at the line of scrimmage, the ball right at midfield.
Kevin Stein, the head coach for Gordon Rushville, signals into play off of the far sideline. Third down, 3 yards to go. Hawks showing blitz here. Third and three from the 50-yard line. Band goes in motion. They hand the ball away to him. He's at the 50. Slips a tackler. Goes to the 45. Down to the 43-yard line. That's a first down. Ty Kreitman, the ball carrier, number 20, comes back on a little counter play. Takes the ball across the midfield stripe into St. Cecilia territory. Very impressed here, Jimmy, by the Gordon Rushville drive so far. They've moved it from their own 12-yard line. They've now got it at the St. Cecilia 43.
Well, and they had him lined up at the slot on the right side, and then they bring Metzger in motion. They hand it off to him, and then good blocking. Jake Schwartz nearly got in there in the backfield to bring him down, but he got around the corner, picked up 6 yards, the third first down on this drive as they're into Blue Hawk territory, down to the Hawk 44.
8:50 to play here in the first quarter, the first offensive drive of the football game. Gordon Rushville has kept it the entire quarter so far. Here's Conroy with the ball, hands it away to Metzger again, puts his head down, drives the ball to the 40-yard line, where he is met by this Blue Hawk defense, leading the charges there, number 11, Paul Gettert for Hastings St. Cecilia. This is the St. Cecilia defense with 8 fumble recoveries so far this year, 10 interceptions, they've got 12 quarterback sacks. They've got their hands full right now as Gordon Rushville has moved the football down to the St. Cecilia 40-yard line, second down, and we'll call it about 7 yards to go. Second down and 7 for the Mustangs. Now they send 3 wide receivers to the right side, 1 wide receiver to the left. Conroy up under center with the Metzger in the backfield. Long count here from the line of scrimmage. Maybe changing the play again from the 40-yard line of St. Cecilia. Conroy waiting for the snap. He's got it. Backs up. Holds the ball. Throws it near side. It's going to be caught down there at the 35-yard line. Reception made by Derek Jensen. Jensen makes the catch there for Gordon Rushville. It's going to be just shy of a first down, though. Third down and about 2 yards to go. A short 2 there as the football is placed down at the 35-yard line. Third down and less than 2 yards to go for Gordon Rushville. 7:35 to play here in the first quarter. No score between the Mustangs and the Blue Hawks.
Really impressed with Conroy on this drive, Mike. Very composed, only a junior back there as he kind of runs the offense. He calls the plays now, him and the tailback, Metzger. Have a little talk out there.
From the shotgun formation, Conroy's going to run the football. He's got the first down, 35-30. He's hit at the 26-yard line and falls forward. Conroy has got the first down, another first and 10 here for Gordon Rushville. Tackle is made in there by the defensive back for St. Cecilia, Wade Dykeman. A long time-consuming drive here. Gordon Rushville, again, started this drive from their own 12-yard line. They've got a first down now in Blue Hawk territory. They will set the ball here at the St. Cecilia 26.
Yes, nice drive. Fourth first down and a gain of 8 yards from the quarterback, Conroy. Him and Metzger lined up just to the left of Conroy there in the shotgun formation, and they had a little discussion out there, and then all of a sudden the snap came. He took it off the left side and was able to pick up a sizable gain deeper into Hawk territory down to the 36.
So Conroy has the offensive unit set up at the St. Cecilia 26. Could be changing the play as he looks over that St. Cecilia defense. Conroy has got the ball. He hands it away to that big fullback busting through there across the 25 down to about the 24-yard line. Metzger again gets the call. Tackle is made by Zach Stirrup for Hastings St. Cecilia defensively. That time they just take it right into the teeth of the buzzsaw there as they move it from the 26 down to the 24-yard line. We'll give them 2 yards on the play. Second down, 8 yards to go, 6:27. To play in the first quarter, Gordon Rushville still with the football.
Yeah, long time consuming drive, 10 plays, 60 yards so far here on this drive. As we continue to talk about Conroy, the quarterback, he's kind of mixed it up in the shotgun and up under center. He will be under center here on the second down and 8 call.
He's got wide receivers split out to the right side and to the left. Metzger again in the backfield. Second down, 8 yards to go. Conroy backs up. Here comes the pressure. Conroy holds it. He throws it. It's going to be incomplete. Through the fingertips of his intended receiver, Ty Kreitman, down there at the 10-yard line of St. Cecilia. That pass was delivered high by Conroy as Kreitman tried to climb the ladder to grab it and could not do it. Incomplete pass.
Boy, and Conroy throws into triple coverage back there. Three Hawks right around the intended receiver and all kinds of time back there. I talked about with the throwing ability of Conroy, the Hawks are going to have to put pressure on him. That one there, he had all day to stand back there and throw that one. Fortunately enough, threw it a little high, going to bring up 3rd and 8. 5:58 left to go here in the first quarter.
Ball is sitting at the 24-yard line. The 24-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia. Conroy again looks over the defense. Man comes in motion. And they hand the ball away to a Jensen. And Jensen is going to be drugged down to the outside. Drugged down to the outside. The tackle is made by Ben Conan. Conan coming up, the one of the linebackers for St. Cecilia, to make the stop. So Derek Jensen, who has made a reception here on this drive, runs the football there, trying to get outside, and he has stopped short as he is drugged down by Conan at about the 22-yard line. So now we've got Gordon Rushville facing a fourth down situation here. Fourth down and about 6 yards to go from the 22-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia. They're stuck out here in no man's land. They'll have to go for it here. Conroy got to go for it here on fourth down and 6 from the 22-yard line. He's got the ball, quickly throws it out here. The ball is going to be tipped. Ball is going to be tipped by Zach Stirrup. Is that a lateral? It's picked up here, and immediately Ty Kreitman is brought down into play. That was a lateral. As a Stirrup got his big meat hooks in there and knocked the ball down, Kreitman picks it up on the hop here for Gordon Rushville, but he is stopped back here, and the St. Cecilia defense bends, but it doesn't break.
12 plays on that drive, and 57 yards is what they were able to get out of that. And a good job there by Zach Stirrup. We talked about him coming in, going to have a big game, and he made a great job getting around the outside and put penetration on the quarterback, Conroy. As he threw that, he batted it up into the air. They called it a lateral, so the Hawks will actually get the ball at their own 30-yard line. First time the offense will touch the ball today for the Hawks.
And it comes with 5:44 to play in the first quarter. There's a man going in motion now. That's Seely, and he puts the ball away to him. Dalton Seely has got the ball across the 25 to the 30, out to the 35 to the 36 to the 37-yard line before he's finally brought down. Tackle is made in there by Gordon Rushville, and making the stop is going to be Matt Pribble. Pribble is a 6-foot, 205-pound senior for the Mustangs. We'll give Seely a pickup of about 6 yards in a play, second down and 4.
Well, and that is one guy coming into the ballgame, the go-to guy for the Hawks, 1,265 yards on the season, 132 carries, just an outstanding tailback in there for Carl Tesmer, and he is going to have a big day. And we've mentioned the offensive line for St. Cecilia. They have done a tremendous job here in the last few weeks blocking and opening up some good holes for Seely.
Line of scrimmage, the 37-yard line. Seely with a call again. Seely brings it out to the 40, out to about the 41-yard line. Oh, that's a new man in there now. That's going to be Conan. Ben Conan carries the ball there for AC St. Cecilia as he brings it to the 41. That's going to be enough for a first down. They expect to use Conan and Seely a lot in the football game here this afternoon.
Well, and Ben Conan has a good year as well. 687 yards on 72 carries, 11 touchdowns. And they lined Seely up on the wing there, that play, and left Conan in the backfield. But we'll have more of a traditional eye here with Seely behind Conan.
Wide receiver split to the right side. First down and 10 for the Blue Hawks. Here's a handoff now as Seely slips through there across the 45, spinning out to the 47 to the 48-yard line before he is brought down. Tackle is made by Shannon Richardson. Richardson, one of the defensive linemen for the Mustangs, a 5'8", 160-pound senior. But Dalton Seely carries the load there, picks up another 8 yards in a play. Second down and 2 for the Hawks from the 48.
Well, and again, a big hole off the left side. And Gordon Rushfield is going to find out in a hurry. You're going to have to bring up Dalton Seely down around his legs. You are not going to be able to tackle him up around the shoulder pads. He's way too strong. And the yards after contact there was very good.
There's Conan again, that little fullback trap play. Bangs his way across the 50 down to the 48-yard line of Gordon Rushfield. And that's going to be enough for another first down. So the Mustangs took the ball right down the field against the St. Cecilia defense, and their opening possession came up empty-handed on the scoreboard. St. Cecilia gets a hold of things now, has moved the ball into Mustang territory. We got an injured player that's going to be Matt Pribble. Pribble, one of the inside linebackers, a 6-foot, 205-pound senior, going to be helped off of the field here by the head coach of Gordon Rushville, Kevin Stein. First down and 10 for Hastings St. Cecilia. Now with the ball in Mustang territory, they've got it at the 48-yard line. Blue Hawks moving from our right to our left here in the first quarter of play from historic Duncan Field in Hastings. Wide receivers, well, they're going to go with a tight formation this time. Two tight ends and a Maryland I formation here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Here's a Bo Schwenker, the quarterback, hands it away to Seeley, looks to get outside, tries to juke a man at the 45, moves it across that 45-yard line to about the 44. He is brought down into play right there by Gordon Rushville at the 44. So a pickup of a couple of yards on the play as we'll give him about to four, second down and six. As the Blue Hawks have moved the ball now to the 44 of the Mustangs.
Paul Gettert out there leading Dalton Seeley on that toss sweep to the right side. Gain of about 3 yards. But we talk about the line doing a great job. These wide receivers really do an excellent job out on the wings when they get blocking for Conan and Seeley.
Dykeman is your wide receiver right now. He splits out to the left side. The backs in the I formation again on second down and about 7 yards to go from the 45-yard line. Seeley again gets the call. Cuts it back 40 to the 35 down to the 33-yard line. Dalton Seeley carries the ball. Tackle is made by Andrew Loy. Loy is a 6-foot, 180-pound junior outside linebacker for Gordon Rushville. So as expected here, St. Cecilia just going with a rushing attack. He was very successful last week against the Battle Creek. They're doing the exact same thing here against Gordon Rushville.
Just line it up, smash mouth football, and that one there was all Dalton Seeley. It was supposed to go to the outside. There was a containment out there. Dalton simply cut it back up the center of the field, picked up 11 yards. Seeley with 29 yards already on four carries on this drive.
First down and 10 for the 34-yard line. Conan gets the call now. He's across the 30, still on his feet to the 25, to the 24-yard line. Again, Andrew Loy is in on the stop there for Gordon Rushville, but way on the far side of the field, we have got a penalty flag down at the 32-yard line. A penalty flag is down, would be the first one of the afternoon with 2 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Way on the far sideline, right in front of the Gordon Rushville bench, and it might be a sideline warning?
Yeah, sideline infraction over there on Gordon Rushville as the official just signaled that. You couldn't see it. The huddle with the Blue Hawks was standing kind of in the way of the official. We're not very high here at Duncan Field, but that was a call, just a sideline warning. Second down and 1 yard to go here. Hawks at the 25.
All right, backs in the I formation again. That's Dykeman split out wide to the left side. A man is in the slot to the left side, and now we got some movement up there on the defensive line, and the Mustangs, I believe, are going to be ruled offsides here. We'll see if somebody for Saints has say you moved in this second down in one situation as the officials make the call over here. It's going to be offsides against Gordon Rushville. So now a 5-yard penalty marched off against the Mustangs. That will give St. Cecilia a first down. He can't make too many mistakes against St. Cecilia, and that might be one of them right there as they jump off sides there. And that's going to give St. Cecilia a first down. Windy conditions here this afternoon at Duncan Field, but a bright sunshiny day. Temp is in the 50s. They will move the ball down to the 20-yard line. First down and 10 for the Blue Hawks. Quick pitch goes to Seeley. He fumbles the football and falls on top of it. Dalton Seeley falls back on top of the football back here at the 25-yard line. A pitch a little bit behind Seeley. He couldn't handle it. He, fortunately enough, falls back on top of it. A loss of 5 yards in the play. Second down and 15 now. Line of scrimmage pushed back to the 25.
Well, you talk about an opposing team giving this high-powered offense a short field. Grand Island Central Catholic found out what it's like, and also Battle Creek. You cannot give St. Cecilia good field position, and if they do, they will strike. They will catch you in a hurry.
All right, it's going to be Conan in the backfield along with Seeley. Conan now goes in motion to fullback as Schwenka wants to throw the football. Here comes the pressure. He is going to be sacked back here. He is going to be sacked back at the 30-yard line. Tackle is made by Gordon Rushville. And coming in to make the stop for the Mustangs, number 72, Tanner Johnson. Johnson, just a sophomore, 6'3", 220 pounds. He comes in from the defensive end spot to get the sack on Schwenka. And now it is third down and about 20 yards to go for the Blue Hawks.
Yeah, after the fumble by Seeley and then good penetration there by Gordon Rushville right up the middle. Seeley or Schwenka had nowhere to go with that. Simply just had to eat the football and a loss of almost 4 yards. So third down and very long for the Hawks.
We'll call it about 20 from the 30-yard line. Schwenka again wants to throw, backs up, throws it near side. Seeley has got the ball at the 30. He's got it at the 25-yard line. Penalty flags down. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He's into the end zone for a touchdown. We'll see if this baby stands. A penalty flag is down. That would go down as a 30-yard touchdown pass there, but we could have a penalty here on St. Cecilia.
Boy, and out in front they had Susie Schwartz.
And they had a bunch of blue shirts out there.
Yeah, three of them out in front of Dalton Seeley on that screen pass. They had it set up very good down the left sidelines, but I think this is going to come back.
Now they're going to pick up the penalty flag. Wow. They're going to pick up the penalty flag. They wave it off, and that goes down as a 30-yard touchdown pass. Well, they had a bunch of guys out there. That was in an area of a hold there, Jimmy, as they had those guys out there. But that's going to go down as a 30-yard touchdown pass as they wave off the penalty flag, and the Blue Hawks are on the board.
Zach Starrup out there as well. So three Hawk linemen did a great job getting out in front of Dalton Seeley, and as the rush come in, Swinkle was able to drop the ball over top of the coverage right into Seeley's hand, and again, he had great blocking downfield. He had to just break one tackle, and he takes it in from 30 yards out, and they waved the penalty flag off. So now Dalton Seeley in with Bo Swinkle holding here for the first PAT of the game.
Seeley so far this season is 39 out of 43 on extra points, but he misses that one. Seeley misses the extra point. 1 minute and 10 seconds to play in this first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 6, Gordon Rushville nothing.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling, and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
So Hastings St. Cecilia scores on their opening possession here this afternoon after Gordon Rushville had moved the ball with 50-plus yards on their opening possession and got 0 points out of the deal. St. Cecilia takes over on downs and immediately takes it downfield. A nice drive there, 10 plays and 65 yards, and the Hawks get a 30-yard touchdown pass to cap things off. Swinka to Dalton Seeley.
As we await the Kissinger kick on this, you go back to the point after. That was a bad snap. Mike Seeley never even got his was able to get his foot into it. Swinka could not maintain the snap as it come back from center, so that's what happened on the PAT as this Kissinger kick goes deep into the end zone with the wind at his back. So Gordon Rushville will have the ball out to the 20-yard line after they were able to put a nice drive together of 62 yards, 40 on the ground, 22 through the air, really able to mix it up against the Hawk defense and take it all the way down. Then St. Cecilia held on four downs, was able to get the football back, and the Hawks lead this thing with a 110 left to go here in the first quarter, 6-0.
All right, we've seen a mixture of both pass and rush out of Gordon Rushville here this afternoon. Chris Conroy is the surgeon, so to speak. The quarterback in there for the Mustangs. Wide receivers split to the right side. First and 10 from the Gordon Rushville 20-yard line. The Mustangs moving from our left to our right here in the first quarter of play. Conroy has got the ball, hands it away again. That's not going too far. Across the 20 out to about the 22, 23-yard line. Jesse Metzger, 6'1", 205-pound senior. The running back here for Gordon Rushville. We'll give him a couple of yards in the play. In fact, they give him only 1 yard in the play. Second down and 9 as they move the ball to the 21.
Metzger's fifth carry on the afternoon, 11 yards, as this St. Cecilia defense, again, up the middle. The front four, very, very tough to run against.
Consbrook, Tom, Susie, and Sturb getting a start up there on the defensive line for Randy Ahrens and this Blue Hawk defense here this afternoon. Second down, 9 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 21. Here's a Conroy with the ball, backs up, throws it to the far side, way over the head of his intended receiver. Trying to get it to a Lane Holler over there. Holler, the 6'2", 165-pound junior. He's really the go-to man. He's the leading receiver for Gordon Rushville this season. 23 receptions, 424 yards. He has scored 6 touchdowns.
And that was the play earlier on that that first drive that Gordon Rushville was able to get some sizable yards. Joe Ryan was on coverage again on that play. He did not... He slipped down the first time. That one there, he had great coverage on Holler, the receiver. The ball was just simply overthrown. Third down and 9 here with 24.8 seconds left to go here in the first quarter.
From the 21-yard line, that's the Gordon Rushville 21. A good snap. Here is a Conroy with the ball. He moves to his right, rockets the ball near his side. It's going to be tipped in, nearly intercepted. The intended receiver was Nick Hartley over here for Gordon Rushville. And almost picking the ball off there for Hastings St. Cecilia was Bryce Faber, who's into the ball game. Bryce Faber, number 9 in there for the Blue Hawks. Nearly picked that baby off.
And as quarterback Conroy just rolled to the right side, was looking for Yardley out there, was able to throw a nice pass over Paul Gettert and dropped it right down in. Still just slightly overthrown. Yardley not able to come up with the reception. I see a penalty flag down here at about the 20-yard line.
It's going to go on Gordon Rushville. It's going to be blocking below the knees, an illegal block there. It's going to be declined by Hastings St. Cecilia. So now Gordon Rushville, Jimmy, goes three plays and out after St. Cecilia scores on the opening possession. And St. Cecilia should get great field position here as the Mustangs have to punt against the wind.
Yeah, and to punt against the wind, the St. Cecilia defense doing a much better job. And now back deep we'll see Seely along with Kissinger.
Don Roy is your punter. He averages 33 yards per kick. And they're going to, they're going to kick the ball. Looks like they're going to fake it and try to run it. Here's Seely. He does not signal for the fair catch. He is hit, but I think St. Cecilia is on top of it as the ball comes loose here at the 48-yard line. Faber down there in coverage for St. Cecilia. Seely did not signal for the fair catch. He looks up and he saw nothing but Mustangs around him. Ball was loose, and Faber just happened to be Johnny on the spot there and recovers it for the Hawks.
Yeah, 36-yard punt by the quarterback, Conroy, as he kind of did one of those rugby-style kicks. It looked like he was going to take off running off the right side, and that would have been a bad choice. But he kicks the ball away into the wind, a pretty good kick past midfield. And again, Seely very dangerously not calling for the fair catch. Very fortunate that Hawks were able to get back on top of that one.
So 9 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 6-0, St. Cecilia's got the lead. This is the second possession for St. Cecilia. Seely has got the ball across the 50, 45, down the sideline, 40, 35, and he's knocked out of bounds. Dalton Seely off to another great start here for St. Cecilia this afternoon. Seely has already scored one touchdown and a 30-yard pass from Bo Schwenke to get things started for the Blue Hawks. That time, Seely takes the ball about 15 yards in a play, as they say he was popped out of bounds here at the 37. But Dalton Seely picks up 15 yards. We've got 2.7 seconds to play now here in the first quarter. It is first down and 10. St. Cecilia moving right to left here for the next few seconds. Here in the first quarter, Gettard is your wide receiver to the right. Man in the slot to the right side. Backs in the I formation. Schwenke looks over the defense, hands it away. That's going to be Seely with the ball. He's going to be stacked up here. Back here at the 40-yard line, a loss of 3 yards in a play. Slipping through there is going to be Kenny Holler, number 77. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter of play. First quarter in the books this afternoon. The Class C1 State High School football playoffs today on 1230 KHIS. We will take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 6. Gordon Rushville, nothing.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back at historic Duncan Field here this afternoon. The Class C1 State High School football playoffs as we enter the second quarter. 6-0 the score. The Blue Hawks have the lead. Schwenke unloads. The ball is caught here by Gettert at the 32-yard line. He is gang-tackled right there. So a pickup from the 39 down to the 32 will give him 7 yards on the play. The completed pass from Schwenke to Paul Gettert.
Look at the first quarter numbers. Bo Schwenke, one pass only. That was completed. That was for the touchdown to Dalton Seely of 30 yards. The Hawks with 11 carries and 48 yards there in the first quarter. Dalton Seely, 5 carries, 44 yards. And Ben Conan, 3 carries, 16 yards. They'll get to Gordon Rushville's after this play.
Just underway here in the second quarter. 6-0. Blue Hawks have the lead. Third down, 4 yards to go from the 32-yard line. Handoff Seely across the 30. Sidesteps a man, takes it to the 25-yard line. 3, 4, 5 guys it takes to bring him down. And finally, they get him down inside the 25-yard line. You're not going to bring Dalton Seely down with one or two guys. You're going to have that gang tackling out here this afternoon, Jimmy. 3, 4 guys right there for Gordon Rushville finally makes the stop.
Well, and he is so tough because once he gets past the initial line of scrimmage, he is so tough to bring down. The guys aren't near as big as the front line, and he can start messing around with those defensive backs. He's much stronger and a lot faster. And, boy, when he hits you, you better be down around his ankles to try to bring him down. He's a strong, tough back.
First down, 10 for St. Cecilia. Ball is at the 24-yard line at Gordon Rushville. Two wide receivers split to the left. Here's a penalty flag again. Some guys moving up front there for Gordon Rushville. Bo Schwenke is using a hard count here this afternoon, and a couple of times the Mustangs have jumped, and there's the second offsides call we have seen out of a Gordon Rush. Really, had two guys jump right in the center of the defensive line there. That's going to cost the Mustangs 5 yards. So now St. Cecilia with the ball at the Mustang 19-yard line. They'll go with the same set here as Gettert will head out as a wide receiver to the left side. They've got the backs in the I formation with Conan and also Dalton Seeley back there. First down and 5 from the 19. Here's a stretch play now to Seeley looking to get outside. He's got a blocker, 20. He's at the 15, and he's going to be drugged down at the 10, maybe the 9-yard line.
Dalton Seeley
carries the ball in a stretch play to the far side of the field, the wide side of the field, as he takes the ball down to about the 9 or 10-yard line. And St. Cecilia now with a first and goal situation as they look for their second touchdown of this football game. As the play comes in from head coach Carl Tesmer here off of the near sideline. Again, Seeley will be in the eye with Conan in the backfield. Now Dykeman is going to be your wide receiver, split to the right side of the formation. Ball is on the far side hash mark. There's a handoff to Conan as he works the ball inside across the six down to about the 5-yard line. So a little fullback trap play goes to Conan. Tackle is made in there by Jesse Metzger, the inside linebacker for Gordon Rushville. Pick up a 4 yards on the play. We'll call it second down and goal now from the 5.
And again, a nice hole on that little trap play, able to pick up nearly 5 yards there for Conan. We talked about Conan in the first quarter, 3 carries and 16 yards. So we'll add 21 to his total for the day as he inches that ball closer to the goal line here. Second down and 5 for the Hawks. 10:08 left to go till half.
This is the second offensive possession here for St. Cecilia. Handoff goes to Seeley, slips one tackler at the 6-yard line, puts his head down, drives to the 5, down to the 3, down to the 2-yard line before he's brought down there. So now the Blue Hawks will be looking at a third down and goal situation. A ball resting between the 1 and the 2-yard line. St. Cecilia moving from our left to our right here in the second quarter. Gettert comes out. Here comes Wade Dykeman back into the huddle, delivering the play from head coach Carl Tesmer off of the near sideline. Third down and goal. The ball just outside the 1-yard line here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Conan again in the backfield along with Dalton Seeley. Quarterback sneak as Bo Schwenke goes straight ahead here for the Blue Hawks. No indication yet. It's going to be a fourth down. So a fourth down situation. They go with the quarterback sneak on third down there as Schwenke goes straight ahead. And he has a stop short. Now it's fourth down and less than a yard to go. Schwenke fumbled the ball a couple of times last week inside the red zone.
Well, he got the ball cleanly from his center, and I think that his foot just slipped when he tried to get leverage to go right in behind his center and just kind of slipped out in front of him, only picked up about a half a yard. The Hawks will go for it here on fourth and one.
All right, Schwenke hands the ball away to Dalton Seeley. He puts his head down, and he crashes into the end zone for the touchdown. So Seeley with both touchdowns so far, one receiving and one rushing the football. That's a 1-yard touchdown run from Seeley, and the Blue Hawks go out on top by a score of 12-0.
Seeley already out to a big day. 9 carries, 65 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 via the air from 30 yards out, and that one there, I don't believe he was touched until he got into the end zone. He just kind of sidestepped a defender, took it to the right side, and just kind of stepped right across the goal line. And the Hawks now, after missing that point after the first time around, will go for it on 2, leading 12-0.
8:53 remaining here in the second quarter. Here's Schwenke, reverses out of there, runs it around the right end, leans for the end zone. He is in there. The two-point conversion is good. So Bo Schwenke gets the two-point conversion. And now with 8 minutes and 53 seconds to play in the second quarter, we will take a break with a score of the Blue Hawks 14 and Gordon Rushville nothing.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
High school football this afternoon on 1230 KHAS, also available on the World Wide Web this afternoon at www.hastingslink.com. 2 possessions for St. Cecilia, 1 in each quarter, 2 scores, and the Blue Hawks have the lead. It's now 14-0. As Gordon Rushville had the impressive drive on their opening possession, went 3 plays and out in their second possession, and St. Cecilia's cashed in both times. Here's the kickoff. It's mishandled down there inside the 5-yard line, finally picked up. Brought back to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. down to the near sideline, angling this way, 25 to the 30, and finally brought down at the 35-yard line. Returning the ball was Brandon Hutz. He fumbles the ball inside the 5-yard line and had to pick it up, and then Hutz got away from a couple of would-be tacklers there and made a nice return out of the thing, Jimmy, as he brings the ball out to the 35.
Yeah, Hutz very fortunate to get the ball back for one thing, and then once he just kind of sidestepped a defender down around the 10-yard line, was able to slice it outside, break a couple of would-be hawk tacklers, and bring it all the way out to the 35-yard line. A good spot here the first time. Gordon Rushfield will touch the ball here in the second quarter.
8:42 remaining in the first half. The Blue Hawks now lead by the score of 14-0. Chris Conroy is your quarterback with wide receivers. In fact, three of them now to the right side and one to the left. As Conroy will call the signals here in first down and 10. Hands the ball away to Metzger across the 35, 36, 37, 38-yard line, and down he goes. Some tough, hard running inside there by Jesse Metzger. He's brought down into play by St. Cecilia's Ben Conan. A pickup of about, 4 yards in the play. We'll call it second down and 6. Those are very tough yards inside for the fullback for Gordon Rushfield, Jesse Metzger.
Yeah, Metzger coming in a very good back, over 800 yards. Only 6 carries, 15 yards against this Hawk defense. Is very tough going up the front. We talked about the Gordon Rushfield, 63 total yards in that first half.
Second down, 6 yards to go. St. Cecilia is showing blitz here. They'll back away now as Conroy is up under center, quickly throws the ball to the far side. It's caught by Haller. He's across the 40-yard line, hit at the 43, and down he goes. He's going to be about 3 yards shy of a first down over there for St. Cecilia. Let's see who was over there. The Blue Hawks had a couple of blue shirts over there on the play. Making the stop for St. Cecilia, Spencer Saminski, I think, was into the ball game, and also Bryce Faber. So a pickup of a couple of yards in a play. We'll call it third down now. Third down and about 3 yards to go. Football is out here at the 43-yard line. Ball's on the far side hash mark. Again, the play being signaled in off of the far side. And the head coach from Kevin Stein, they checked the wristbands. And now Gordon Rushville, without a huddle, comes up to the line of scrimmage here. Conroy is in the shotgun formation on third down and short, about 3 yards to go. And now they will call a timeout. Kevin Stein, the head coach for Gordon Rushville, wants to call a timeout. He has granted that. 7 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We will take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 14, Gordon Rushville nothing.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field, the Class C1 State High School football playoffs today. Blue Hawks have the lead. The score is 14-0 over the Florida lookalikes. Gordon Rushville here this afternoon. You're right. They look like the Florida Gators out there, but not offensively so far.
Well, they looked like it on the first initial drive. They took it all the way downfield. The quarterback, Conroy, looked a lot like Tim Tebow. Started out 2-of-2 for 22 yards, and the Hawk defense was able to get pressure on him. And now we see Conroy with 3-of-6 passing for 26 yards.
Third down and a couple of yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 43. This is Conroy. He's going to run as he brings it across the 45, and he spins forward to about the 47. That's going to be enough for a first down, so Conroy just carries it himself. Picks up the first down to the 47. They will move the sticks here in quarter number 2. The Mustangs are down in the ball game by a score of 14-0. Tim Krikak into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. He made the last stop there for the Blue Hawks. So quickly, it's Gordon Rushville back up to the line of scrimmage. They'll send 4 wide receivers out on the pattern this time. 2 to either side of the quarterback, Conroy, as he barks out the signals here. First down and 10, waiting for the snap in the shotgun. Conroy has got the ball. He's going to hand it away to a Metzger, and he's going to be stood straight up. That's Zach Stirrup in there defensively for St. Cecilia as he brings Metzger down just as he approaches the line of scrimmage. In fact, he loses about a half a yard in the play. We'll call it second down and 11 now for Gordon Rushville.
You look at all the offensive plays, Gordon Rushville very quickly at the line. Everything inside the tackles has been very tough to get. The only play they have been successful on is that little wingback reverse.
Here's Conroy, throws it near side. Haller grabs the ball. He's at the 43-yard line and ridden out of bounds. Over here defensively for St. Cecilia was Ben Conan, number 27. So a quick pass thrown here. That's about the only thing that has worked, these little quick passes to the sidelines, and Conroy's been pretty much on the money so far this afternoon.
Yeah, and you look at the receptions. Haller, we talked about the leading receiver coming into the game. He has three receptions and 31 yards this afternoon, and it's basically just been them quick little passes, the bubble screens, out to the sidelines and let Haller do the job after that with these legs.
They're down in three. Ball is at the 43-yard line, and now St. Cecilia jumps off sides. The Blue Hawks jumping off sides. That's Spencer Siminski. I think he was in there at middle linebacker, and he jumps the gun here, jumps across into the neutral zone here. And that's going to be an infraction on St. Cecilia. Offside call against the Blue Hawks. That will give Gordon Rushville a first down as they will bring the ball to the 38. Really, the Mustangs have got to get some kind of points on the scoreboard. They're in this thing right now. You got to feel pretty good, but you're also down 14 to nothing.
Well, you have to be concerned about the St. Cecilia offense against their defense. They've been able to move the ball up and down the field, and you've only had one drive that's been very successful. Although this one here, they're able to put something together here. They started at the 30. They're down to the Hawk 38-yard line.
All right, Manning comes in motion. They're going to hand the ball away to him, and now here comes the reverse coming back the other way. Haller has got the ball at the 40-yard line. Penalty flags are down. And Haller is going to be brought down at the 38. So they try their bag of tricks here as they go with a reverse play to the right side. And it's going to be a knockdown, and a penalty flag is down here for Gordon Rushville. Tanner Johnson, the guilty party. Jimmy has spotted maybe a hold over there on that right side. Tanner Johnson could be the guilty party here for Gordon Rushville.
Well, and as Zach Sterup was coming in, he stayed home, did what he was supposed to do. And as that ball came back with Haller around the outside, Johnson just simply grabbed a hold of Sterup's jersey, and the referee right there throws the flag, makes the call. So now the yardage that St. Cecilia gave to him previously on the offsides are going to give back now with this holding call.
And more.
And
as they move
more,
the ball, yeah. They move the ball back to the 48-yard line. First down and 20 yards to go now for Gordon Rushville. 5:18 to play in the second quarter, 14 to nothing. Blue Hawks have the lead. Wide receivers left and right. Man in the slot off to the left side. One lone setback behind Conroy. He is up under center here as he calls the signals and maybe changing the play again on first down and 20. Waiting for the snap. He's got it. Backs up. Looks left side. Fakes and now spins out of there. Stops and sets. Here comes the pressure. He's hitting. Down he goes. Knocked down all the way back here at the 40-yard line. And getting through there for St. Cecilia, big number 70, Jake Swartz. Held the ball a little bit too long that time, Jimmy, and the pressure came on. Jake Swartz comes in and gets the sack for the Blue Hawks. A long loss on the play all the way back to the 41 officially. And now it's going to bring up a second down and long situation, a couple of area codes to go here for Gordon Rushville.
Loss of 17 yards there and great penetration by the Hawk front four. Swartz was the guy that was able to get to the quarterback, but great coverage downfield against all four receivers for Gordon Rushville was the reason that play went for naught. So second down, and they got to go into Webster County to get this first down.
Two wide receivers, one to either side now. One lone setback. As a Conroy waits for the snap again, he's going to hand it away. A sweep to the right side across the 40, and he's going to be knocked down at the 42-yard line. Ball carry that time was Brandon Hutz. As he comes back, he was the man in the slot to the left side. He comes back and gets the handoff and picks up a couple of yards, but you're right. Third down and still a long way to go here for Gordon Rushville. We are under 4 minutes to play. In the second quarter, it's 14-0 Blue Hawks.
Good tackle there by Dalton Seeley out to that cornerback position. Was able to get up there very quickly and bring the ball carrier down, Hutz, for just a couple of yard gain. So third down, and they'll call it 28, the ball on their own 43-yard line.
Moving right to left here in quarter number two. The quarterback again, Conroy. He's got wide receivers left and right. Same formation as the previous play here. Man goes in motion. They fake the handoff this time. Conroy wants to throw the football. He's got Haller out here, and he cannot make the catch. A lot of contact made out here. Haller wants an interference call, but he didn't get it. Back here in coverage for St. Cecilia was Joe Ryan, number 24. The ball just kind of hung up there. Again, windy conditions out here at Duncan this afternoon. It's kind of hung up there. A little contact made here on the near sideline, but no laundry on the field, and it's going to bring up a fourth down situation now for Gordon Rushville.
Joe Ryan, a great job on coverage. He was locked up one-on-one with Haller. 6'2", 165-pound receiver for Gordon Rushville. Not a very well-thrown ball by Conroy, the quarterback, but the good coverage falls incomplete, and the Hawks, again, will get the football back.
Conroy now in punt formation, averages 33 yards per kick. He hits a low hanger here as it's going to be fielded by Dalton Seeley at about the 28-yard line. That one was no more than about, 5-6 feet off of the ground. A little end-over-end kick, and it's about 27 yards, maybe. as a Dalton Sealy just scoops it up like a shortstop and falls on it back here at the 28.
Well, Conroy, very fortunate that didn't hit anybody at the line of scrimmage because it just barely got over the line and then just fell into the secondary. That could have been really trouble if it would have hit somebody in back as the St. Cecilia special teams were running back to block for the return on that. It could have hit somebody in the back, but Sealy rushes up real quick, dives on the football. They'll take over at their own 28, 3:11 left to go. The Hawks out 14-0.
I think St. Cecilia's had the ball twice here in the first half. They've scored twice, two long, time-consuming drives. Here's Sealy as he tries to make a cut right in the center of the field. Is going to be knocked down at the 30-yard line. I think his feet just came out from under him there as he tried to make the cut. In fact, a loss of about a yard in the play as they will spot this one at about the, 27-yard line.
Boy, and that's fortunate for Gordon Rushville as Sealy seen the outside open over to our sidelines. He tried to cut with his left foot. It slipped out from underneath of him, went down shy of the line of scrimmage. But, boy, if Sealy gets through there, he had a lot of room over here to this side.
2:37 to play here in the second quarter. 14-0, Blue Hawks have the lead. Second down and 11 from the 27-yard line. Sealy again across the 30. Sealy on his feet to the 35 to the 36-yard line. Inside handoff goes to Sealy. He is knocked down in play. Ty Kreitman, the tackler there for Gordon Rushville. But now before Sealy picks up about, 9 yards in the play, it's going to bring up third down now. And about third and two from the 36-yard line of St. Cecilia.
And again, Sealy right up off right tackle, right in the center of the field. And Kreitman, you don't want to meet Dalton Sealy head-on. That's what happened. He bent Kreitman right over at the 36-yard line, but a nice gain for Sealy.
Third down and a couple of yards to go from the 36. Handoff again. Sealy looks inside, bounces outside, slips one tackler. He's in trouble, puts his head down, drives it to the 35 to the 36. He did not get there. Good job there by Gordon Rushville. Look at the white shirts getting up, too. At the bottom of the stack there for the Mustangs, number 55, Shannon Richardson, 5'8", 160 pounds, and a senior. One thing I've noticed here, Gordon Rushville, not real big, but I'll tell you what, some of these guys can hit.
Well, very physical, and you watch the flow of the play coming to the St. Cecilia sidelines. Again, Sealy out there had a couple of blockers, but way more white jerseys for Gordon Rushville over here. They had the numbers. They forced him to the east. You want to force your running back east and west. That's what they did there. They were able to hem Sealy in and not allow him to pick up any positive yards. So Sealy now will punt the ball away.
And the snap comes back. Sealy's got to scoop it up again. Gets off a wobbly kick. And they get away from it. And St. Cecilia's going to down the football at about the 49-yard line of Gordon Rushville. So that snap came back on the ground. Sealy had to scoop that baby up off of the turf and got away just a 15-yard punt. But now there's only a minute and 3 seconds to play here in the second quarter. What I don't know is how you know what direction you're in this ballpark. How do you know that the field goes north and south here? Obviously it doesn't.
Northeast, southwest.
Yeah.
Northeast, southwest.
We're on the outfield of, obviously it's a Duncan Field. How do you know north and south, east and west playing out here? First down and 10. It's a Gordon Rushville with the ball. They'll take over after the short punt from Sealy at the 49-yard line. A 1:03 left here in the second quarter. 14-0, Hawks have the lead. Here's Metzger with the ball. He crosses the 50 to the 45 to the 44-yard line. Ben Conan in on the stop for Hastings St. Cecilia, but they're using Metzger almost exclusively running the football here this afternoon as he takes it down to the 44-yard line of St. Cecilia. Second down now, about 5 yards to go for Gordon Rushville. We're down to 42 seconds to play in the second quarter. Conroy, the quarterback, with wide receivers left and right. Metzger, the one lone setback. And now he's going to hand the ball away again to Metzger. Angles off on the left side, takes it down to about the 40-yard line. Should be enough for a first down. Again, coated into the stop there for St. Cecilia defensively. They'll put the football right down at the 40. That's going to be a first down, but they're burning a lot of time. We're down to 29 seconds to go.
Seventh first down of the afternoon for Gordon Rushville as Metzger again gets the handoff, two consecutive carries and 11 yards, and now watches wide receivers, three to the right side, one to our side, and Conway, the quarterback, in the shotgun.
As he wants to throw the football, rolls to his right side, unloads, contact made, no penalty flags, and it's an incomplete pass. Trying to get the ball to number 18 over there. That's Andrew Young in coverage. Brandon Hutz was the intended receiver, but again, some contact made right in front of the Gordon Rushville bench. No penalty flag down. It's now second down and 10 with 19 seconds to go.
Good pressure coming again from the Hawks as Conroy was forced to the right side over to that Gordon Rushville sidelines. Tried to find his receiver downfield, and Andrew Young doing a great job timing that just perfectly. He collided with the receiver right as soon as the ball got there. Falls incomplete. Second down and 10, 19.3 seconds. Look for Gordon Rushville to take a couple of shots deep.
Ball resting between the 39 and the 40-yard line. Everybody checking their wristbands again for the appropriate play. Man goes in motion off to the far side, and we're going to have a delay of game. It's going to be a timeout on Gordon Rushville. As time was winding down in the play clock here, Gordon Rushville will call a timeout. 19.3 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings St. Cecilia 14, Gordon Rushville nothing.
Buy two, get two free at CPI Mr. Tire. Buy two Cooper Dean Equus tires, size 225-60 VR16 for $132 each and get two free. All purchases include free rotation, free mounting, free balancing, and a free road hazard warranty. Save on Cooper tires, buy two, and get two free.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
1230 KHAS.
More football coming up later on today. We'll have Blue Hill playing at home against Sutherland. That ball game tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 pregame show gets underway at about 5:30 this afternoon. We'll have Giltner and Axtell on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR with a pregame show beginning at 6. 19 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 14-0. Blue Hawks have the lead. Conroy, the quarterback, after the timeout, has got the ball, backs up. He holds it, throws it to the right side. A man is out there. That's going to be overthrown, and it's going to be incomplete. Back there in coverage was Seeley. But a long pass thrown down the right sideline there. The intended receiver was Andrew Loy, number 5. But that ball was thrown way too far by Chris Conroy. No one really had a chance at that one. Seeley just got his peakies on it there to knock the ball loose, and now we got 11 seconds to play.
Yeah, Lloyd and Seeley going at it. Lloyd kind of pushing off a little bit on Seeley down there at about the 10-yard line, but the ball with the wind at the back of Conroy just was simply overthrown there. And we see him again check their wristbands here. Probably time for a couple more shots for Gordon Rushville.
Third down and 10 yards to go, though. Ball is at the St. Cecilia 40-yard line. Conroy has got two wide receivers to the left. That is the short side of the field. Two wide receivers to the right. Metzger in the backfield. Third down and 10 from the 40. Waiting for the snap. Conroy backs up. Going to set up a little screen pass. Metzger grabs the ball at the 40, 35, 30. Down the sideline, 25. And he is knocked down around the 20-yard line. He stays in bounds, though. Conan and Gettert in on the stop for St. Cecilia defensively, but that was a nice play. St. Cecilia has been coming with a lot of pressure defensively, Jimmy, as they just dump off a little screen pass to Metzger, the running back coming out of the backfield, and Metzger takes the ball all the way down to the 24-yard line. Nice play there by the Mustangs.
Almost the same play that St. Cecilia scored on with the screen pass to Dalton Seeley. They set it up on the near sidelines, and again, Metzger had a couple of blockers out in front of him. The pressure was tremendous by the Hawks up front. Nearly four guys getting to the quarterback, Conroy. He just simply throws it over them, and Metzger makes a nice reception, takes it 17 yards downfield, gets the first down, and with 2.7 seconds left to go, they'll have the ball on the 23 with probably just one shot at the end zone.
So they are huddling right now with their head coach on the far sideline, and Kevin Stein, if you got one of those plays you've been saving all season long, this would be the time to pull it out of the bag. 2.7 seconds remaining here in the second quarter, 14-0. The Blue Hawks have got the lead. A couple of touchdowns so far for Dalton Seeley. One a 30-yard score. That was on a pass from Bo Schwenke. The other one just a short blast from about the 1.5-yard line. Seeley taking it in the second quarter. And it's 14-0. Blue Hawks have the lead.
Well, we'll see what Gordon Rushville elects to do. If you're looking for somebody probably to go to, it would be Lane Holler, the leading receiver in the on the season. 6'2" frame. We'll see where he will line up as they come out on the field. I believe he's going to be split out far right, I believe. No, he's going to be right here to the front of the St. Cecilia bench, and Ben Conan will draw coverage on him.
He'll be to the left side of the formation, but they got wide receivers all over the place. Man goes in motion out of the far side. That's Andrew Loy. He stops out there as Conroy waits for the snap. Conroy has got it. Backs up. He throws the ball to the near sideline. They go to Holler. It's incomplete. They go to Holler. Just a jump ball situation on the near sideline in the end zone. And that's the end of the first half of play as that ball falls incomplete. So the first half in the books here this afternoon. The Class C1 State High School football playoffs on 1230 KHAS. We will take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 14 and Gordon Rushville nothing.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery. Helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery. 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465. 1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back at Duncan Field here this afternoon. High school football on 1230 KHAS and also on the World Wide Web today at www.hastingslink.com. St. Cecilia with a touchdown in the first quarter. St. Cecilia with a touchdown in the second quarter. And the Blue Hawks have the lead here at the break, 14-0. Both teams doing about it what we anticipated here this afternoon. Gordon Rushville kind of mixing the run with a pass, trying to keep the Blue Hawks off guard. And St. Cecilia has pretty much banged their way to a two-touchdown lead with the rushing attack of Dalton Seeley and Ben Conan here this afternoon.
Well, I don't think as Gordon Rushville coming into this ballgame, they expected anything less out of Carl Tesmer's Blue Hawks, but to line it up like smash-mouth football and see a lot of number five, Dalton Seeley, and that's what they have seen today. The Hawks have only attempted two passes. Bo Schwenka has connected on both of those, one of them for a touchdown. You look on the other side for Gordon Rushville, we knew coming in they like to throw the football. 12 of pass attempts by the quarterback Chris Conroy already here in the first half on 17 rush plays. So really mixing up very good is Gordon Rushville, but not very successful against this Hawk defense. They made the adjustments after that initial drive where Gordon Rushville was able to take it all the way downfield, and then they were stalled on a four and out. And since then, the Hawks have pretty much prevailed, and they've done a pretty good job here in the first half. We look at the numbers, as we had mentioned, 2-of-2 passing is Bo Swinka for 37 yards, one touchdown, that coming from 30 yards out to Dalton Seeley. The Hawks have rushed it for 85 yards here in the first half, 122 total. Dalton Seeley on the afternoon, 12 carries, 73 yards, two touchdowns, one of those 1 yard plunge in the northeast end zone, and then that again that 30-yard screen pass that was set up very well by the Hawks as he was able to go all the way down and score on. Six first downs for St. Cecilia in the first half. We look on the side of Gordon Rushville. We had talked about 12 pass attempts. The quarterback, Chris Conroy, with 51 yards through the air. Three of those passes have gone to Lane Holler for 30 yards. So we talked about him coming in. The Hawks have really kept him pretty well hemmed in most of the afternoon. And they, I like my call. They went to him in the corner of the end zone down here with 2 seconds left to go. But good coverage by the Hawks, and ball fell incomplete. Rushing the football for 41 yards is Gordon Rushville. 92 total yards of offense on 8 first downs here this afternoon. Their leading ball carrier coming in, Jesse Metzger, 9 carries and 23 yards. But again, St. Cecilia doing a good job defensively after that first initial drive, and then offensively between the tackles, where they have dominated all year long. They are continuing to open up some nice holes for Conan. Conan with 21 yards in the first half on only 3 carries. But again, Dalton Seeley, very tough to bring down once he get into the secondary, and he's going to be a load to bring down here in the second half, with the Hawks leading this football game 14-0.
I think if you're St. Cecilia right now, you got to feel happy with what you got done in the first half. Had the ball for the first two possessions and scored, and came up empty on the third possession. If you're Gordon Rushville, you got to have a little bit of confidence here, sitting at halftime 14-0 to the number two ranked team in the state of Nebraska, and you're a team that has moved the ball up and down the field, just have not been able to get into the end zone so far this afternoon.
Well, the thing is, against a offense, and I'm sure on all the tape that they were able to receive on St. Cecilia, it was a blowout with the 35-point rule. The clock was continuing to move in most of St. Cecilia's football games this season. But again, as I mentioned in the pregame show, you get each and every game, you continue to move on in the state playoffs, the games get a little tougher and a little tougher. And as we said, Gordon Rushville making that long trip in, coming in overnight. Not a very big team, but boy, they're physical. Those kids like to get after it. And you look at the Panhandle kids, a lot of ranch hands out there, and those kids are getting after it today. They only trail by a couple touchdowns, but the Hawks look very good up on that front line.
They're throwing bowls and hay bales around up there, aren't they?
Well, yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, something. I would imagine that's probably the out in the pastures, they're doing a lot of work.
14-0 is our score here at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. We'll come back. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school football from 1230 KHAS and also available on the World Wide Web today at www.HastingsLink.com, internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, named the number one college by Forbes.com. That's Hastings College. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Be back with the Broncos this Saturday.
Broncos will be on the road as they take on the Concordia Bulldogs in Seward. That'll be a 1 o'clock starting time Saturday afternoon after Hastings had the bye week a week ago, 12:15 for the pregame show. Tomorrow will be my travel day. We're going to be with the Adams Central Patriots on Friday as they take on Gehring, the Gehring Bulldogs. That'll be a Friday game, and that one will tip off at, 2:30 our time. We got to go my time, your time, their time, my time. It is a 2:30 Hastings time on the air with a pregame show. That's at 12:15, officially 1:30 out in Gehring as we make the trip out west with the Adams Central Patriots. I was talking to Bill Carlin yesterday. He says, we're kind of used to this stuff. A couple of years ago, they took the trip to Mitchell. He says, look on the bright side. This is 7 miles shorter. And I thought we were on the edge of the world the last time we went out there. We had baseball out there this summer, and we'll make the trip out to Gehring with the Adams Central Patriots tomorrow for the ball game on Friday afternoon. You've got something called a job, so you're skipping this one.
Yeah, I was fortunately enough in town with a shorter day today. I was able to make this afternoon matinee, but unless you got a jet sometime between now and last week, I believe I'm going to have to miss that. But I will have you tuned in, as well as I'm sure a lot of people will around the town.
Scoring in the first half of play here this afternoon, St. Cecilia on their first possession. Took it in, a 30-yard touchdown pass, Bo Schwenke to Dalton Steele. The point after touchdown was no good. That was a 10-play, 65-yard drive for the Blue Hawks after Gordon Rushville had moved the ball some 60 yards into St. Cecilia territory and came up empty-handed. 6-0, Blue Hawks had the lead. Then on the second possession for St. Cecilia in the second quarter, Dalton Steele took it in from 1 yard out. They went for two. That was successful, and that's all the scoring we've had here in the first half. 14-0, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. We will take a break and come back. You're listening to high school football on 1230 KHAS.
There's a way. Witt Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
We are at halftime. Duncan Field here in Hastings. The Blue Hawks have the lead over the Mustangs of Gordon Rushville. The score is 14-0. Winner of this ball game will move on to play in the third round of the state playoffs. That's going to be next week, as St. Cecilia will play either Crofton or Grand Island Central Catholic. If Crofton wins that ball game this afternoon, we will play back here at Duncan Field next Tuesday. If Grand Island Central Catholic wins that ball game, we will go back up to Grand Island to play the Crusaders in the third city. So that ball game will get underway at 5:30 this afternoon in Crofton. Checking some other action. Actually, a couple of games going on at this time. Norfolk Catholic is playing at David City today in Class C1. And also the game between Shadron and St. Paul is underway in St. Paul this afternoon. The Cats upset Pierce in the opening round 15-12 last week. So St. Paul trying to pull off another upset against one of the better teams in Class C1, Shadron. Those two ball games are already underway in Class C2. There's action later on this afternoon. Elm Creek is at home tonight to take on Creighton. That will get underway at 5 o'clock. Hardington Cedar Catholic has a game at Ravenna today scheduled for 4. At 5 o'clock today, it'll be Nebraska City Lords Central Catholic, as they are on the road playing at Ponca today with a game that starts at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Humboldt, Table Rock, Steinauer has got a home game against Oakland Craig. That one begins at 4 this afternoon. Some other early games in the state playoffs in Class D1. At 5 this afternoon, Shelby will play at Johnson Brock. A ball game underway at Bancroft Rosalie today. Pawnee City is playing at Bancroft Rosalie. And in Class D2, your afternoon ball game starting at 3 today. We've got Hayes Center on the road playing at Spalding Academy. At 3 this afternoon, it is Chambers playing at Anselma Myrna. And at 4:30 this afternoon, you've got Humphrey St. Francis playing at Allen. Those are the afternoon ball games throughout the classes, C1, C2, D1, and D2. Action coming up on our network of stations later on today. We'll have Blue Hill and Sutherland. That'll be on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Rob Osmond and Tyson Havronik will be down in Blue Hill to bring in the action here late this afternoon, early this evening. That'll be a 6 o'clock pregame show. No, 5:30 pregame show, 6 o'clock for the kickoff there. And then we'll have the Giltner-Axtell ball game. That'll be on Classic Hits 98.9. It'll be Craig Eckert with that call for you from Axtell. And that ball game will begin at 6:30 with a pregame show at 6 o'clock. So both Giltner and Blue Hill will be on our family of radio stations, Platte River Radio, later on today. And then come back here on 1230 KHAS at 9 tonight. Blaine Bulis, Tyson Havronik will be in the KHAS Sports Studios. We will get you all the scores from throughout the state of Nebraska. So still a busy night of football coming up for us on our family of radio stations at Platte River Radio.
Wow. I thought I was busy. You don't leave anybody time to rest out there, do you?
Not during the playoff season.
My goodness.
You're going to get to witness the Blue Hill game as well as you are heading south after this one?
Yeah, going to head south and take in the Blue Hill Bobcats as they continue to march through the playoffs again, hoping to defend that state championship of last year.
All right, so it's 14-0 here. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Gordon Rushville. We will take a break. We've got the second half coming up. You are listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Local and area athletes, teams, coaches, and fans shop at Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection and value on shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, Nebraska apparel, equipment, and much more. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Fall is the time to enjoy nature's masterpieces. Bring the splendor of fall to your home or office. Shop for fall wreaths and arrangements, centerpieces, fall decor, and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
1230 KHAS.
All right, second half coming up here this afternoon at Duncan Field, Hastings St. Cecilia and Gordon Rushville. Both teams have been able to move the ball a little bit here in the first half. Of course, a lot of the yards for Gordon Rushville came on the initial drive here this afternoon, but their quarterback, Chris Conroy, has been able to throw the ball around a little bit against the St. Cecilia defense, and an exciting second half, I'm sure, coming up for us here this afternoon at Duncan.
Well, and Gordon Rushville, basically most of their yards coming through the air, 51 in the half. You'd mentioned that first quarter, 22 yards through the air, 41. through on the ground. So 63 of those 92 yards came in the first quarter, and primarily most of them on that initial drive as they took it all the way downfield into St. Cecilia territory and then stalled down around the 30-yard line, and the Hawks were able to get the ball back, take it downfield, and do what they do best. Line it up, play smash-mouth football, and hand it off to that big number five, and he is a specimen out there. And again, Dalton Seeley having another big game coming into this ball game, 1,265 yards and 23 touchdowns. We now log him at 1,338 yards on the year and 25 touchdowns. He has two and a half, one on the ground and one through the air on that screen pass from Bo Swinka.
We talked about the state playoffs a little while ago. Classes A and B going to play again on Friday night. The matchups in Class A, it'll be Millard South playing at Papillion La Vista. It'll be Elkhorn playing at Grand Island on Friday night. That one gets underway at 7. Other half of the bracket has got Norfolk at Millard West, and Lincoln Southwest will be at Lincoln Southeast. Those will be on Friday night. The Class B pairings for Friday night will have Aurora playing on the road at McCook. Of course, Aurora went out there earlier this season and beat McCook, broke a long winning streak for the Bison out there. So it'll be Aurora playing at McCook. The other half of that bracket, Adams Central and Gehring. So if Aurora and Adams Central both win on Friday night, they would meet next Saturday in Aurora again. The other half of the brackets in the Class B, Omaha Scutt will play at Crete, and Blair is on the road playing at Waverly. So those are your Class A and Class B matchups. A lot of folks really interested in maybe seeing another Aurora-Adams Central ball game. That'll be next Saturday if both teams can come up with victories on Friday.
Yeah, I think I, as well as you, would like to see another rematch again. Adams Central played Aurora very good through basically one quarter, and then Aurora, much stronger team, really took charge and really held Adams Central to any positive yards of the next three quarters as Adams Central jumped out to a 9-0 lead. But that's a much-anticipated matchup. We still have two ball games to go, but if you're looking ahead, you would almost think that those two would probably face again. We'll have to see if we can get that VIP spot in Aurora again if we head up there.
Other games in Class C1 going on today. This is the class that St. Cecilia is in. Norfolk Catholic is playing at David City. That ball game is just now getting underway. It is Wahoo playing at Bishop Newman. So I'm sure the town of Wahoo shut down here this afternoon with Wahoo taking on their crosstown rivals in Bishop Newman. It is Ashland Greenwood playing at Boys Town today in Class C1. Syracuse is at Bennington. A 2 o'clock start today. Shadron is playing at St. Paul. Gothenburg on the road at Broken Bow today. Crofton is at home against Grand Island Central Catholic, and you've got Gordon Rushville here against Hastings St. Cecilia. 14-0 is our score at the break with the Blue Hawks out on top. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back at Duncan Field in Hastings. A quick break there. When I say quick break, that's a quick one. 14-0 is the score. We are set to go for the second half here this afternoon.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college prep.
And it appears that St. Cecilia will get the second half kickoff here this afternoon as Gordon Rushville comes back out on the field.
On a great afternoon here for football, a lot of people playing hooky.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
I'm glad I'm not ill. I see my doctor is on the sideline, so no wonder I couldn't get in for a checkup this afternoon.
14-0 is the score, and now St. Cecilia will return the second-half kickoff. It's going to be Seeley back deep. Remember, he turned one back the other way in the ball game last week against Battle Creek to start the ball game.
Yeah,
initial 97 yards.
Yeah, the initial kickoff, 97 yards untouched. So they'll kick away from him here. He'll run up and field it yet.
He's going to grab it at the 10-yard line, back to the center of the field. He's at the 15 to the 20. He's at the 25 to the 30-yard line, and he's spilled right there at the 32.
They kicked that over to the right side, tried to keep it away from Seeley, and number 27, Ben Conan, was over there. I thought he was going to field it, but Seeley kind of runs over there. He wanted to get his hands on the football, makes a nice return up the middle of the field. They'll bring it all the way out to the 30-yard line where the Hawks will take over first and 10.
Is it just me or is the PA announcer getting louder as this ball game goes on?
Well, we are right around those speakers, and the PA guy, I knock on him up above us.
So now we have some equipment problems here for St. Cecilia. Ben Conan is going to have to come out of the ball game. Looks like he's got maybe some helmet problems there. He's going to be replaced. Coming into the ball game is going to be Devin Ellie. Ellie is a 180-pound junior here for St. Cecilia, so coated out momentarily here for the Blue Hawks. Line of scrimmage will be the 30-yard line. We're just underway in quarter number three this afternoon. The Blue Hawks out on top of the score of 14-0. Bo Schwenke, your quarterback here for St. Cecilia. Ball is on the near side hash. Wide receivers left and right. I formation. Schwenke, option play. He's got the ball at the 30-yard line. Dances to the 35 to the 40. Penalty flags down as Schwenke is brought down out here at about the 42. So a penalty flag is down. This one is probably going to come back, but an option play there as Schwenke brings the ball to the 43-yard line. And now the officials will huddle here. It's going to be a holding call against St. Cecilia.
But a nice positive gain. First play, they run the option over to the left side. Schwenke just simply tucked it in behind the left tackle and then did the Mamba out past the 40-yard line. A little bit of shaking and baking out there into the secondary of Gordon Rushville. All for naught. That would have been enough for a first down. So they would bring the football back here on the holding call against St. Cecilia.
When you do the Mamba, you got a chance to make some yards there.
You do.
Bo Schwenke, the quarterback for St. Cecilia, running the option play to the wide side of the field. A penalty on St. Cecilia, a hold, and that's going to bring up a first down situation and long now. First down at about 15 yards to go as the ball is pushed back here to about the 25-yard line. Conan back into the ball game now for Carl Tesmer and the Blue Hawks. He will set up as the fullback along with Dalton Seeley, the I-back. Schwenke is up under center. Two tight ends. They're going to fake the ball to Seeley. Throw the football to the far side. It's going to be caught out there at the 25-yard line, but little, if any, gain. Good job there by Gordon Rushville. A quick little pass thrown out to the left side of the formation there. The reception is made by the Blue Hawks. That's Ben Conan coming out of the backfield, but I'll tell you what, nothing but white shirts out there for Gordon Rushville defensively.
Yeah, they run the play fake to Dalton Seeley up inside, and then Schwenke just rolled to the left and hit Conan out of the backfield. And again, lots and lots of white jerseys out there, at least four of them there to bring down Conan for no gain. Going to bring up second down and 15 on the 25. Just started here in the third quarter.
Schwenke pitches the ball back here. It's going to be Seeley racing to the corner. Seeley is across the 25-yard line to the 30 and spun down here at about the 32. The tackle is made in there by Gordon Rushville. Coming up to make the stop for the Mustangs is Nick Hardley. Tell you what, they got a couple of guys. In fact, they've got most of their guys going both ways here this afternoon. Yeah, I'll be kind of concerned about that as the ball game continues to wind down here. We're just underway in the third quarter. Now St. Cecilia in their opening possession of the second half, looking at a third down situation here. Third down at 8 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is now the 32. Backs in the eye again. Ball in the near side hash mark. Schwenke has got it. Rolls to his left side and loads. Getter's got the ball at the 36. Gets away from a tackler. 40, 45 down the sideline. 50. Did he step out? He is finally out of bounds down here at the 44-yard line of Gordon Rushville. Nice job by Paul Gettert. Just tiptoeing his way down the far sideline right in front of the Mustang bench. I thought maybe he was knocked out of bounds, but they're going to give him the 44-yard line of Gordon Rushville. That was a nice play.
Well, the Hawks needed around 17 yards there. They pick up 23, and a great job on the far side of the field as Getter got a nice pass from Bo Schwenke and simply broke a couple of tackles, took it down the far sidelines, and a nice gain. Seventh first down as the Hawks now are inside Gordon Rushville territory yet again.
Here's a handoff to Conan right up the pipe as he brings it to the 40 down to the 39-yard line. Ben Conan carries the ball to the 39 now of Gordon Rushville. Pick up on the play of about 5 yards. So Ben Conan on that little fullback trap picks up five in a play, second down, and about 5 yards to go. Clock running here in the third quarter. 9:28 to play. There's nothing like Duncan Field for a football game, I guarantee you.
41 years Duncan Field has been around. I seen that at halftime, that little bit of number. So a lot of games here for the Blue Hawks.
Second down and 5 yards to go. Here's a handoff again. Conan, he slides it through the middle, 35-30, down to the 25, and finally brought down at the 24. Tackle is made downfield there by the Mustangs. That's a Ty Kreitman downfield to bring down Conan. But he brings it all the way down to the 24. They move the sticks again. 9:07 to play here in the third quarter. 14-0, the Blue Hawks have the lead.
Eighth first down now for the Hawks, and now Ben Conan getting a workout as he gets the last two consecutive carries. Now Conan with six carries, 42 yards, and a great job on the right side of that O-line for the Hawks as they opened up a nice hole, and Conan was into the secondary before Gordon Rushville realized what had happened, and a timeout here on the field.
All right, we've got a timeout as we got some problems with the chain group over there. Is that Mean Gene, our dancing machine on the chain gang today?
There's always problems over there when you have Mean Gene on the far sidelines.
All right, I think we got things sorted out now. We're ready to go. First down and 10 for St. Cecilia from the 24. Kind of breaking up our broadcast crew here with the Mean Gene down the sidelines. Here's Schwenke with the ball. Some movement up front again, but they hand the ball away. That's going to be Seeley carrying the ball. Seeley gets it across the 20-yard line down to about the 19. A pickup of 5 yards into play. Seeley just taking the ball right up in the teeth of the buzzsaw. This defense for Gordon Rushville. These guys are starting to get tired of banging on the Blue Hawks, I think, as St. Cecilia's offensive line is starting to take charge now in this football game.
Well, again, that was a big key coming in. If the offensive line for the Hawks could dominate and get off to a good start, and they have, and they just continue to keep pounding, and the Hawks just continue to run between the tackles, doing a good job of blocking, and a second down and 5 here for the Hawks at the 19.
All right, here's Schwenke with the ball again. A little delayed draw there. Goes to Seeley, and he's going to be chopped down just as he crosses the 20-yard line. Falls forward to about the 18, so a pickup of about a yard in a play, if that. And now St. Cecilia looking at third down and about 4 yards to go. Blue Hawks moving from our left to our right here in the third period. 7:52 to play in the quarter. St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 14-0. No scoring so far here in the third period. In fact, this is the initial drive here, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah. I was going to say 7 plays, 55 yards on the drive so far for St. Cecilia. And I believe Carl Tesmer has called a timeout.
Yeah, the coach wants to go out and talk with his offensive unit here. He is in a huddle now for the Blue Hawks at the 30-yard line. 7:38 to play in quarter number three. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 14, Gordon Rushville nothing.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teams for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so Carl Tesmer has talked with his troops out there for Hastings St. Cecilia, calling the timeout early here in the second half. 7:38 remaining. Third period, 14-0 is the score. St. Cecilia with the ball at the 19-yard line of Gordon Rushville. They're looking at a third down and 5 situation. That's a Dykeman split out wide to the right side. Schwenke is going to run the option play to that side, and he is not going to get there as he is hitting. Down he goes. The initial tackle is made by Lane Holler, number 16 there for Gordon Rushville. So Schwenke runs the option play to the wide side of the field, the right side, and he was unable to pick up the first down as they move it down to about the 15-yard line. It's going to bring up a fourth down and 1 situation now, and the Blue Hawks will go for it.
Well, nearly a 5-yard pickup by Schwenke there as he run the option to the right side, elected to cut it up into the meat of that defense. And a no-brainer here is you got that offensive line that's done a great job all game long. You go for it, and Schwenke's up under center.
You're going to give the ball away to Dalton Seeley. Angles off on the right side. He's got the first down and more. Inside the 10-yard line, down to about the 9. Only needed a yard from the 15. I like my chances giving the ball to Seeley there as a big 200-pound senior just angles off on the right side, takes the ball out of the 9-yard line, and the Blue Hawks are knocking on touchdown door again. 6:56 remaining in the third quarter. It is 14-0 Blue Hawks.
First down number 10 now for St. Cecilia. Seeley adding 5 more to his totals, up to 91 yards on 16 carries, and the Hawks now with a first and goal at the 8.
Dykeman, your wide receiver, split out to the left side. Schwenke, inside handoff, goes to Conan. 5-yard line, bangs off of a would-be tackler to 4 and takes the ball out of the 3. That is a Holler again into the stop for Gordon Rushville. But Conan takes the ball down to about the 3-yard line. A pickup of 5 yards into play. And now we'll call it second down and goal from the Gordon Rushville 3-yard line. The play comes in. The messenger boy this time is going to be Paul Gennert, as they continue to alternate the wide receivers, bringing in the play from head coach Carl Tesmer with Dykeman and Gettert doing those services this afternoon. Gettert, your wide out to the left side, backs in the I formation, second down and goal from the 3. Hand off Seeley. Seeley, head down, spins at the 1, takes it into the end zone for a touchdown. So Dalton Seeley has scored 3 touchdowns here today, 2 on the ground and 1 via the air. And the Blue Hawks go out on top now by a score of 20-0.
And a play designed to go to the right side, outside. And Seeley, seeing a little bit of a gap, was able to cut it back, dive into the end zone for his 3rd touchdown of the afternoon. And again, the offensive line doing a great job. You know, as Gordon Rushville, you know who's probably going to get the ball. you just can't stop it, and they have not been able to all day long as a Dalton Sealy will be in for yet a point, another point after attempt as the Hawks extend their lead now to 22-0.
They get the ball down this time, and the kick goes sailing through the uprights. It is good. So Dalton Sealy adds the PAT after he scores the three-yard touchdown. And now with 5 minutes and 58 seconds to play, in quarter number three, we'll take a break with the score St. Cecilia 21, Gordon Rushville nothing.
As long as there's been racing, Kendall Motor Oil has been a proud sponsor of Speed. From the first dirt tracks to today's high-speed drag strips, Kendall has been there. And the same passion for speed that fueled Kendall's first engines is alive today in Kendall GT1 high-performance motor oil. Kendall GT1 is made to perform in the grueling heat and stress of racing. Off the track, it's made to protect today's high-performance engines. So if you have a high-performance engine or a high-performance lifestyle, choose Kendall GT1, Kendall Motor Oil, or in the protection. Available at major oil sales in Hastings Industrial Park East.
1230 KHAS.
So Dalton Sealy with three touchdowns here this afternoon. He's carrying the load for the Blue Hawks. 21-0 is the score. St. Cecilia scores on their opening possession of this second half.
Well, and they mentioned early in the week that Sealy with a little bit of a tweaked ankle in that Battle Creek game. Doesn't appear that he's got a tweaked ankle today. He's out of rolling. 17 carries, 94 yards, three touchdowns on the afternoon for Sealy.
Here's the kickoff. It's going to be fielded again back there by Gordon Rushville as they pick it up on the hop and they get the ball back to the 15-yard line.
Brandon Hutz
brings the ball back there. He let it bounce in front of him. He picks it up on the hop and he brings it to the 15. Blue Hawks down there in a hurry.
Well, with 5:54 left to go in the third quarter, this will be the first time the Gordon Rushville offense has been able to get in and get their hands on the football as the Hawks were able to take 11 plays, 77 yards, grind out the clock, basically everything on the ground, 9 rushing plays, 2 passing plays for St. Cecilia on that drive.
So now Conroy on the offensive unit here for Gordon Rushville will come out. They'll spot the football between the 19 and the 20-yard line. Gordon Rushville working from our right to our left here in the second half of play, now trailing in the ball game by the score of 21-0. Conroy has got the ball. Quick little throw out to the far side. It's going to be grabbed by Haller, but there's a lot of blue shirts out there, and down he goes. A short pickup as they bring the ball out to about the 22, maybe the 23-yard line. So a pickup of about, 2-3 yards in the play, and that's all she wrote. Several Blue Hawks out there. Now we've got a St. Cecilia Blue Hawk down. I think that's Sealy on the far side. Dalton Sealy is down, I believe, for St. Cecilia on the far sideline. It's on the far side, and it's going to be Sealy. So you just mentioned his ankle seconds ago, and now it looks like he may have tweaked that a little bit as he comes to the near sideline.
Well, he's able to run off on the under his own power. You hate to speculate, but you can see his ankle is taped up very high onto the onto his left leg.
So the medical staff for St. Cecilia will check on Dalton Sealy. Second down and 6 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is now the 23-yard line for the Mustangs. They've got wide receivers left and right. Conroy up under center, brings the ball back. That's going to be Metzger. Slides away from one would-be tackler, and down he goes. Right in the interior of the line.
Jesse Metzger.
That's Metzger carrying the ball at the bottom of the stack there for St. Cecilia. It was Big Matt Stirrup. Mustang. He's just a tough little cookie there to block. Zach Stirrup, 245 pounds.
Tough little. There's nothing little about him. We're some 15 feet up in our tree stand here, and we see the Hawks come to the sidelines. He's a big dude.
They're down 5 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is now the 24-yard line for Gordon Rushville. Here's Conroy again, stands in the pocket. Rifles the ball far side. It's going to be a short gain. The pass is caught, but a short gain there. Brought down into play by St. Cecilia. That's going to be Spencer Siminski again for the Blue Hawks, playing in the linebacker position. Just a short gain, and let's see, they look to the far sideline. It's going to be just enough for a first down. They're going to give him the first down up here at about the 29-yard line. So Gordon Rushville just got to the spot there. Conroy delivers the ball beautifully there. Siminski was right there defensively, but enough for a first down. The Mustangs now at 4 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Trailing by 3 scores, 21-0. Conroy again will be up under center with a tailback Metzger back there, about 7 yards off of the line of scrimmage. And they're going to hand the ball away. Sweeps to the far sideline. Penalty flag goes down. Coming back in motion, grabbing the ball there was Brandon Hutz carrying the ball there. He came in motion from the slot back position. They hand the ball away to him. St. Cecilia was right there defensively. They threw him for a loss of about 3 yards, but a holding call. No, a face mask call. A face mask call against Hastings St. Cecilia. So a major penalty here against the Bluehawks. That will give Gordon Rushville another first down. 4:14 to play here in the third quarter. Gordon Rushville is trailing Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 21-0. There's the indication of personal foul, a face mask call against the Bluehawks, and they'll march off the yardage right here.
That'll be the 10th first down for GR this afternoon in the ball game. And again, several Hawks in there making great penetration on the ball carrier, Metzger. And as you had mentioned, able to get in there deep enough, they pinned him, popped him down about 3 yards shy of the line of scrimmage. But again, somebody getting a hand up around the face mask, and it'll give him the automatic first down out to the 41-yard line.
All right, so Gordon Rushville on the move now. After giving up the touchdown, the 1 yard or 3 yard plunge by Dalton Seeley here in the second half. Here's a sweep play. Jansen has got the ball. He's at the 45. Another penalty flag down. Jansen at the 50, and he has run out of bounds over here right in front of the St. Cecilia bench at the 45 yard line. So Jansen, Derek Jansen, carries the ball. And now we're going to have a penalty here. It's going to be backup field at the 42-yard line of Gordon Rushville, and I think it's going to be a holding call against the Mustangs. That's the case.
Yeah, and as soon as that happened right out in front of us, you could see that. I didn't get the number of the GR offensive lineman out there trying to get the running back Jansen on down the field, but he was a guilty party. Able to pick up a nice gain. Drew Pachuba in on the tackle for the Hawks over here on the sidelines, but going to penalize Gordon Rushville again.
GR. Where do we pick up GR all of a sudden? A penalty marched off against GR.
Well, the flags across the way say GR.
First down now and 18 yards to go. Ball is back here at the, 32-yard line of Gordon Rushville, the Mustangs, here in the Class C1 State High School football playoffs this afternoon. First down and long. Now for Gordon Rushville as Conroy will back up, holds the ball, throws it near side. That baby is going to be incomplete. Or did he make the catch? He went down to his knees to grab it, the official right here, and he said, yeah. Haller held onto the football, but that's a short gain as they bring it out here to about the 38. Haller did a nice job there, goes down to his knees to cradle that baby from keeping that off of the turf. They gave him the completed pass, but a short gain, still second down, and still about 13 yards to go.
Jordan Conroy, number 85, nearly in there to tip that ball down from the quarterback, Conroy, but is able to get it off in a short gain, second down and long here for Gordon Rushville.
Conroy will be under center again. Wide receivers left and right. Man goes in motion. Now they hand the ball away again. That's going to be Loy with the ball. Eludes one man at the 35. Gets it to the 37-yard line. He is brought down over there. That's Hutz again carrying the ball. And the tackle is made over there by Gettert for Hastings St. Cecilia. So Hutz carrying the ball to the right side. Brought down by Gettert. Just a short gain, maybe of a yard. That's now third down at about 11 yards to go. Line of scrimmage between the 39 and the 40.
Well, at any rushing play Gordon Rushville has had today, that's been the most successful one, where they line a guy in the slot, bring him on the reverse, and kind of run it on a trap play, get it out around the tackles. But St. Cecilia snuffed that play out since the first initial drive of the ball game, and they did a great job there. A gain of one, third down and 11 here for Gordon Rushville.
Now Jensen is into the slot to the left side. He's going to go in motion. And now wanting to throw the football is going to be Conroy. Sets up a little screen pass, but it's overthrown. Metzger was the intended receiver. I'll tell you what, if Jake Swartz would have turned around, number 70, he could have intercepted that ball and taken it to the house.
Yeah, he's getting in the end zone just about right now. Metzger, the
intended. Oh, I don't know about that. He's a big boy. It might be a day or two.
Oh, these Hawks are in tremendous condition, very quick on their feet. But Metzger, again, the intended receiver, was not even looking for that football when it comes from Conroy's hands, and it falls incomplete. So, again, the Hawk defense snuffs out a would-be Gordon Rushville drive. And the quarterback, Conroy, going to be in there to punt. Dalton Seeley back deep along with Cody Jackson.
Action Jackson is back there as he heads to the far side, signals for the fair catch, and makes it on the far sideline around the 25-yard line. So St. Cecilia will get the ball back here. A punt of about 30 yards there for Conroy. Fair catch called for by Action Jackson back there for St. Cecilia. Now the Bluehawks back out here offensively.
Well, they kick it to the far sidelines, try to keep it away from Action Jackson. They know the damage that he can do. He took one back the distance against Grand Island Central Catholic a couple of weeks ago.
You don't want to mess with the Jackson 3.
No.
Don't get us started again, huh?
No.
2:15 to play here in the third quarter. 21-0 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the advantage here in the state playoffs, and the Hawks will come back out. They'll start this drive on their own 30-yard line. Here comes Gettert in motion near side. Schwenke has got the ball, throws it out here. Gettert grabs it, 35, and then he is knocked down right there. Nice play defensively there. Coming over to make this stop for the Mustangs was number 16, Lane Haller. We have called Haller's name a couple of times. In fact, more than a plethora of times, both offensively and defensively this afternoon.
Yeah, Haller on the offensive side of things now, 5 receptions, 39 yards. Defensively, he's been in on a slug of tackles. And Paul Gettert with 3 catches here this afternoon for 34 yards. But that one there, again, the footing out here at Duncan Field, not very good as Gettert slips down. Would have been able to pick up a few more yards, positive yards, but slips to the ground.
Here's a pitch play. Seeley picks it up on the hop, and now he is in trouble. He's hit once, he's hit twice, and down he goes. Seeley should have handled that pitch. It was right out in front of him. He just drops the ball, but fortunately enough for the Blue Hawks, it bounces right back into his hands off of the turf here at Duncan Field, and he is finally brought down into play. Tackle is made in there by Dylan Blackcalf. Yep, Dylan Blackcalf, the defensive end there for the Gordon Rushville Mustangs. A loss in the play. It's now third down.
Wonder if that's any relation to Trevor Standing Soldier.
They do have a couple of guys with that name.
Well, that's up along the border.
They've got a freshman. That's a Trevor Standing Soldier. Have not seen him so far today. The last tackle was by Dylan Blackcalf. Here is Schwenka wanting to run the football as now he hands it away, and it's going to be a short gain. No, that is Schwenka. Schwenka carrying the ball. He looked like he wanted to hand it away. He took it himself as he gets it to the 35-yard line. That's all she wrote. So the Blue Hawks now go 3 plays and outs. They're going to have to punt the football. We're down to 25 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Saints Cecilia comfortably ahead, in control of the football game. It's 21-0 Blue Hawks.
Well, out of all the drives that St. Cecilia's had today, that's by far the ugliest drive that they have had. A fumble by the very sure hand Dalton Seeley, and he was lucky to get that one back to the line of scrimmage, and then a couple of short gains will force the Hawks into a punting situation, as we'll see Haller back deep for Gordon Rushville.
Haller averages about 7.7 yards per return, and the Blue Hawks just let the time expire here in the third quarter. They'll punt going the other way. They'll punt with the wind now in the fourth quarter. So 3 quarters in the books this afternoon. St. Cecilia scored a touchdown in each quarter. And after 3, the Blue Hawks have the lead. St. Cecilia 21, Gordon Rushville nothing.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number 1 in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Cold Nebraska weather is here once again, and Beeman's Appliance wants to remind you to have your heating system checked for proper working condition. Inefficient appliances can mean lost money to you. Beeman's Appliance is your local Carrier experts and can save you money on high heating costs with a Carrier Infinity system. Beeman's Appliance also has used appliances for sale. Check with Beeman's today for more information on a heating safety check, used appliances, or a Carrier Infinity heating system. Located at 729 East Park Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back at Duncan Field at Hastings as we start the fourth and final quarter here this afternoon. St. Cecilia will punt on fourth down and a couple of yards to go. And now did somebody jump off sides up there for Gordon Rushville? I think they did. Somebody jumped off sides for GR up there on the defensive line, and that's going to give St. Cecilia a first down. So after the Blue Hawks sputter there on that last offensive drive of the third quarter, they're going to get the ball right back. The 5-yard penalty is going to give St. Cecilia a first down out here at the 43-yard line. So another mistake there for Gordon Rushville.
Yeah, the 11th first down of the afternoon for St. Cecilia via the penalty. And, again, you cannot force many mistakes against this offense. As we have seen this whole year, they have continued to dominate teams. And that's a huge mistake for Gordon Rushville. They were going to get the ball back to start the fourth quarter here. And that's all for naught now as Bo Schwenka in underneath center.
From the 43-yard line, Schwenka's got the ball. He's across the 45. He's got a hole. He's at the 45 of Gordon Rushville. He's at the 35, 30, 25, and he's brought down from behind. From behind, a touchdown saving tackle by Derek Jensen. So Schwenka finally gets loose. He has run the option play a couple of times today, Jimmy, but Gordon Rushville has done a good job containing that. That time, he found his seam and took it all the way down to the 24 officially. It's a first down and 10 for the Blue Hawks.
And once Swinka got past the line of scrimmage, two hands on the football, he broke a couple of tackles down at about the 35 and was able to ramble on down. Farther than that, he picks up 31 on the quarterback keeper. So St. Cecilia, with the ball in their own territory, they're able to take it down deeper into Gordon Rushfield territory and add on to their total now for the afternoon, 227 yards for St. Cecilia this afternoon.
Schwenke up under center. He turns, and he's going to hand the ball away to Seeley on a little reverse play. He's at the 25. Seeley takes the ball to the 22, down to the 21-yard line. So a pickup of about 4 yards on the play for Seeley. He was not lined up as a traditional eye back there, as he was a split out to the left side a little bit, comes back and gets the handoff. He takes it down to about the 21. We'll give him 4 yards in the play. Second down, 6 yards to go. Just underway in quarter number four, the Blue Hawks out on top by a score of 21-0.
Well, it's been the Dalton Seeley show all afternoon. 19 carries, 98 yards. It hasn't been this tough coming in any other opponent. They're going to get tougher as the games come, but yet Seeley up around the 100-yard mark and 3 touchdowns this afternoon.
Here's a Schwenke again, hands the ball away. That's going to be Conan inside handoff. He had the double wing set up that time. Conan takes it down to about the 15-yard line to pick up a 5 yards in the play. Still going to be a couple of yards shy of the first down. So the Blue Hawks will be looking at a third down situation now. 10 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Clock is running. We are in the fourth quarter here this afternoon at Duncan Field.
Ben Conan having a good afternoon as well. 8 carries and 52 yards for him this afternoon. Basically all of them on the trap plays. We look at total offense for Gordon Rushville, 106 yards through three quarters. The Hawk defense has really pinned their ears back since that first drive.
So it's third down and a yard. The ball just outside the 16-yard line. There's a man coming in motion to the near side. That's Dykeman. Here's the pitch play. It's going to come to Seeley as he gets outside and down the sideline he goes. He's going to have the first down and more and finally knocked out of bounds. Seeley was heading for the end zone, the corner of the end zone. You can't see it from here, but they're going to spot the football down there. He's going to have the first down, and we'll see where he was knocked out of bounds down there. Down inside the 10-yard line. In fact, closer to the 5 as Dalton Seeley takes the ball down to the 5-yard line for the Blue Hawks. 10:08 remaining in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia knocking on touchdown door, first down and goal from the 5-yard line.
Now Seeley over the 100-yard mark, 111 unofficially here on a nice 13-yard gain around the left side.
To the southwest end zone. They will hand the ball away to Conan. He bangs his way into the end zone for the touchdown. So Ben Conan scores a touchdown for St. Cecilia. That's his 12th touchdown of the 2009 season, and the Hawks have scored again. They've scored in each quarter. That one is a touchdown run there by Conan with 10:04 remaining here in the fourth quarter. And the Blue Hawks now lead by the score of 27-0.
Well, and that caps off a 57-yard drive for St. Cecilia. Basically everything on the ground again between the tackles. They continue to do a great job up front doing the blocking. And it was a Seeley and Conan combining on that drive. And they get it down and into the end zone for another touchdown. And to Dalton Seeley again with the PAT up. And it is good. So the Hawks extend their lead now with 10:04 left to go in the ballgame, 28-0.
That extra point is a home run in right center field there as Seeley knocks that one over the wall here at Duncan Field, 367 feet away from home plate. So 10:04 to play in the fourth quarter. We will take a break with a score of St. Cecilia 28, Gordon Rushville nothing.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
1230 KHAS.
So if you're looking ahead, the next ball game for St. Cecilia will be next Tuesday night. Well, we don't know if it's going to be night or day, but it'll be next Tuesday against either Crofton or Grand Island Central Catholic. Those two teams will play later on tonight at Crofton. Here's the kickoff as the Hutz will bring the ball back, angles to the near side. He's at the 10 to the 15 to the 20, and he is knocked down here at the 21-yard line. So Gordon Rushville has moved the ball a little bit against the St. Cecilia, especially in that first drive today, but they have not been able to get in the end zone. In fact, they have not snuffed the end zone since about the first quarter.
Now, when you look at total yardage, as we had mentioned, they had 63 yards on that initial drive in the first quarter. Since then, Only 47 yards of total offense for Gordon Rushville. 65 through three quarters through the air, 43 on the ground. The Hawk defense has done a great job yet again today.
So here comes Conroy back out. He's got his offensive troops set up, first down and 10. On their own 20-yard line, working from our left to our right as they hand the ball away again to Metzger as he brings the ball across the 25 out to about the 27-yard line. Metzger has been about the only guy who has carried the ball out of the traditional set here this afternoon as he carries the ball there for a couple of yards. We'll give him 6 yards in the play as they take the ball up to about the 26 or the 27-yard line. We'll call it second down now for Gordon Rushville, second down and about 3 yards to go. Clock is running. We've got 9.5 to play in the football game. Here's another handoff, and that's going to be stacked up by the Blue Hawk defense. In fact, Conan is there for Hastings St. Cecilia defensively as Metzger gets another carry there. Tim Krikak also into the stop there for the Blue Hawks. Third down now for the Gordon Rushville Mustangs. Third down and a couple of yards to go from the 28-yard line. Here's a handoff sweeping to the left side, trying to get outside and trying to get to the first down stakes. He does not get there. That's going to be Kreitman carrying the ball, but a penalty flag is down in the defensive secondary of Hastings St. Cecilia. Kreitman trying to get the ball to the first down stakes at the 30-yard line, finally run out of bounds over there. That's going to be a penalty against St. Cecilia. Illegal participation. That was the signal they gave here. Illegal participation against St. Cecilia. So that's going to cost the Blue Hawks here. St. Cecilia comfortably ahead now in the fourth quarter with 8:57 remaining. It is 28-0. We will have our player of the game coming up on our coach's postgame show before we get out of here this afternoon. We invite you to rejoin us at 9 o'clock tonight for the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. We get the early start here this afternoon in the second round of the Class C1 State High School Football Playoffs. And for that fact, across the state today, one of the earlier games being played today, so we'll rejoin you with all the scores coming up at about 9 o'clock tonight.
Well, and Gordon Rushville will get a first down via the penalty against St. Cecilia. They'll march it out to the 34-yard line. And what has really turned out to be a beautiful afternoon here. The wind was blowing pretty stiff out of the north to start the ball game. Now the flags over to our left pretty much lifeless here in this fourth quarter.
And when you got the VIP suite, you want to have picture-perfect conditions. Here's a long pass thrown by Conroy. That baby is going to be incomplete. Jackson intercepts, actually, and knocks down the ball there for St. Cecilia. Cody Jackson back in coverage there for the Blue Hawks.
Cody Jackson with great position there on the receiver, Holler. He's the leading receiver for Gordon Rushville with five receptions and 39 yards this afternoon. They had attempted to go down deep was Conroy, but just simply underthrew his intended receiver, and Cody Jackson with great position there on the receiver.
Now with the score sitting at 28-0, the second and third teamers are now in there for Hastings St. Cecilia at some of the positions here for the Blue Hawks. Second down and 10 yards to go. Here's a handoff again. Metzger with the ball, and Metzger takes it for one, maybe 2 yards right in the center of the field there. Tackle is made in there by the Blue Hawks, and making this stop is going to be A.J. Toms, number 68. He had a couple of people helping him out there on the tackle, but Toms leads the charges there. Third down now for Gordon Rushville. They have got the ball at their own 37-yard line. Third down, and we'll call it about 7 yards to go. We're down to 8:20 to go in the fourth quarter with the Blue Hawks leading by the score of 28-0 here in the ball game. Conroy up under center this time with Metzger in the backfield. Wide receivers all over the place. Passing game has been pretty much in check here this afternoon. Conroy, a little shovel pass, is going to be given here to Hutz. He can't get outside, and down he goes. Hutz cannot get outside. That's Faber again over here for St. Cecilia, number 9, as Faber knocks him down. A little shovel pass. First time we've seen that this afternoon as they get the ball to Hutz. And Brandon could not get it outside here on the near sideline. And now it's going to be Gordon Rushville putting the football away again with 7:45 to play in the fourth quarter.
Good pursuit by St. Cecilia again as Bryce Faber leading the way, and then three other Hawks coming in to do some good job of gang tackling on the receiver. So Conroy will punt the ball away. The St. Cecilia defense, we can't talk enough about it. They have had a tremendous ball game since that first initial drive.
Kissinger back deep for, now they're going to throw the football here as Conroy The punter is also the quarterback. He's going to run for it across the 40-yard line, and he is going to be short of a first down, I do believe. Yeah, he had to come all the way to the 44. He was knocked out of bounds here at the 42. So Conroy not only is the punter, he is also the quarterback, and he was back in punt formation. They try to roll the dice, maybe their last-ditch effort to get back into the football game. Conroy is going to be stopped short, so St. Cecilia is going to have the football. It's going to be a, well, let's see here. Yeah, it's going to be a first down for St. Cecilia at the 42-yard line.
That was very close. I watched on the sidelines defensive coordinator Randy Ahrens. He was celebrating here with a little Tiger Woods fist pump. But then when they give him the spot, it was very close. But needless to say, the fourth down was all for naught. St. Cecilia will take over in Gordon Rushfield territory.
All right, here's Schwenke with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Rolls out of here. Here comes the pressure. He's all the way back to his own 45-yard line and loads. It's incomplete. Intended receiver was Dalton Seeley. I'll tell you what, good pressure there by Gordon Rushfield as Schwenke was chased all the way back to his 45-yard line. I think Bo just kind of threw that down around the ankles of Seeley because that play was blown up nicely there by the Mustang defense.
Yeah, even if Seeley does make the reception, they had plenty of white jerseys in the area. That would have gone for a loss, and a big, big loss. It was out around the 50-yard line is where the ball was thrown down around Seeley's ankles. That is the first incompletion for Bo Schwenke this afternoon. Up to that one, he was 5 of 5 for 57 yards and a touchdown. Very effective quarterback here in Bo Schwenke.
Second down, 10 yards to go from the 42. Here's a handoff. That's going to go to Nathan Young as he is in the open down the sideline. He goes. He's going to take that baby all the way for the touchdown. He takes it in from 42 yards out, but wait a minute. We got a penalty flag, or Andrew Young, I should say. Andrew Young takes it the distance there for St. Cecilia, but we've got a penalty. It's going to go on the Blue Hawks. So Andrew Young brings her all the way from 42 yards out, and that's going to come back now after another penalty on St. Cecilia. That's one thing that the Blue Hawks have, maybe the black part of this ball game, that's going to be a few costly penalties here in this contest.
Well, again, against Battle Creek last week, they had, I believe, 10 penalties. You'd mentioned to Coach Ahrens after the postgame show, he didn't seem to be real concerned about it. So if you're a coach and a coordinator and you're not concerned about the penalty situation, you went on to win the game comfortably, and they are comfortably ahead in this ball game. Although the competition continues to get stiffer, you want to eliminate those penalties. And that one there definitely was a nice job by Young as he got around the left side, broke a tackle down around the 10 and took it in. But all for naught, they'll bring it back here, bring a second down and 10, ball at the Gordon Rushfield 42.
So Young will line up again as a slot back to the right side with a wide receiver. Here's Schwenke, he wants to throw the football, does so out there. It's going to be incomplete. Diving attempt being made there by, that is Gettert down there at about the 30-yard line. Incomplete pass. That one was thrown low by Schwenke. So after connecting on his first five passes, Bo has thrown two incomplete passes here.
Yeah, and tries to go to his leading receiver, Gettert, on the afternoon with 34 yards on three receptions. And just wasn't able to dive out and pick that one up.
6:55 remaining here in the football game, 28-0. Blue Hawks have the lead. They have scored a touchdown in each quarter here this afternoon. Now it's third down, 10 yards to go from the 42-yard line of Gordon Rushfield. Conan goes in motion, the fullback. Here's a handoff. It's going to go to Seeley. Seeley with the ball to 40. He is down to the 39-yard line. Seeley carrying the ball again. The tackle is made in there by Kenny Haller, number 77. The 5'11", 185-pound junior for Gordon Rushfield. So St. Cecilia is stopped here. It's fourth down. Fourth and long for the Blue Hawks. We'll call it about 7-8 yards to go from the 40-yard line of Gordon Rushfield. St. Cecilia will punt the football away. This is Kissinger. Matt Kissinger into the ball game now for the Blue Hawks, averaging 36.2 yards per kick. They will punt this ball from the 40, the line of scrimmage. Kissinger, short punt, high into the air, bounces at the 22-yard line. Going to take a Gordon Rushfield bounce up around the 30. And that baby is going to net 10 yards. A 10-yard punt by Matt Kissinger for St. Cecilia. And Gordon Rushfield will reclaim possession here, trailing by a score of 28-0 here in the contest.
Kissinger, plenty of time there. Not a lot of rush from Gordon Rushfield. And just simply went off the side of his foot and then had injury to insult. When the ball landed, it came back towards the St. Cecilia line of scrimmage. So only a 10-yard punt. Doesn't really matter much when you've got 6 minutes left in the ball game and you're comfortably ahead here, 28-0. And I believe we'll see Conroy still in there, quarterback. Yeah, pretty much the starters in there for Gordon Rushfield.
Conroy, just a junior quarterback. Three wide receivers split to the right side. One will go to the left. As we mentioned, St. Cecilia has kept the highly publicized passing game pretty much in check here this afternoon. Conroy wants to throw, throws it near his side. It's going to be caught out here at about the 37-yard line. Grabbing the ball there is going to be Nick Yardley. Yardley grabbing the ball here. Bryce Faber back in coverage for Hastings St. Cecilia. But a nice pickup of about 7 yards on the play. It's now second down and three. The ball is pushed out here at the 37.
After the first quarter, Gordon Rushville had 10 rushing plays in that first quarter. Since then, they've only got 13 rushing plays. So really have tried to rely on that pass, which St. Cecilia secondary has done a great job.
Second down and three, and now we got a guy jumping up front there for Gordon Rushville. It's number 59, Matt Pribble. Pribble, the 6 foot, 205-pound senior. He's a guard in there for the Mustangs. So that's going to cost him 5 yards. They picked up seven. They take five back here. And now it's going to bring up a second down and eight situation as the officials will mark this off. 5:31 remaining here in the contest. And later on tonight, on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5, you'll get Blue Hill at home against Sutherland. Airtime will be at 5:30 tonight. Giltner and Axtell tonight in Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR beginning at 6 o'clock. There's a quick pass down to the far sideline. Grabs it, 40, 45, and run out of bounds at the 47-yard line. Gettert into the stop there. Ty Kreitman grabs the ball for Gordon Rushville. So a little quick pass out to the far sideline. Gettert finally brings him down, but not before Kreitman brings the ball all the way to the 46. Officially, is where he has run out of bounds over there right in front of the Gordon Rushville bench. First and 10 down for the Mustangs, looking to get on the scoreboard for the first time here this afternoon. 5:16 remaining here in the fourth quarter. It's still 28-0. The Blue Hawks have the lead. Three touchdowns for Dalton Seeley today. A touchdown from Ben Conan. Seeley with two rushing touchdowns and a receiving touchdown. And the Blue Hawks well on their way to another win here this afternoon. Here's a handoff to Metzger. Metzger gets the ball to the 49-yard line, crosses the midfield stripe, and takes it down to the 49 of Hastings St. Cecilia. Tackle is made in there by the Blue Hawks, number 85, Jordan Consbrook. And on the stop there for the Blue Hawks, the 195-pound junior. So Metzger carries the ball for about 5 yards in the play. Second down and five now for the Mustangs. Conroy stands in the gun this time. Trips out wide to the right side, and Conroy's going to run the ball. Gets away from Stirrup, and then Matt comes back and gets the tackle down at about the 46. It'll be about 2 yards shy of a first down. Stirrup had a chance to bring him down, maybe behind the line of scrimmage there. Flushes him back into the inside, and then comes back and gets the tackle. Gets a little bit of help there from Consbrook. Third down and 2 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is now the St. Cecilia 44-yard line. Conroy wants to throw again, looks right. Now he's going to run it left side. Conroy still with the ball at the 45, and he slips down, and down he goes at about the 44. Conroy carrying the ball there. He's going to be very close to a first down. We'll see where the officials spot the ball. Stop made by Ben Conan. So Conan in on the stop there for the Blue Hawks defensively. And they're going to bring in the chains for the first time. So for the first time today, we get to see the wheels on Mean Gene, the fine-tuned dancing machine, who heads up the chain gang here at Duncan Field.
Actually, it won't be Gene bringing it in.
I think Gene's in charge of the down marker today.
Yeah, he is the down marker. We'll see if he tied a knot in the chain. He didn't.
Never can tell with Gene.
Yeah, never can, but the officials spot it down. It'll be a first down. Gordon Rushville, their 13th on the afternoon.
Gene, part of our broadcast staff, occasionally, when he's not doing the chain gang duties. Gene's involved with just about everything, isn't he? First down and 10.
Busy man.
First down and 10. He'll be with us on Saturday, informs us.
Oh.
So we make the trip to Seward for Concordia and Hastings College. Ball game you'll be able to hear on 1230 KHIS, beginning at 12:15 on Saturday. Gordon Rushville with the first down. Conroy faking in the backfield. He's got time now. Throws the ball in the center of the field. It's going to be picked off. Going to be picked off by St. Cecilia as they run the ball back here across the 30 to the 35-yard line, and he's run out of bounds. Picking the ball off is going to be Drew Pachuba for St. Cecilia. So Pachuba gets his second interception of the season, and he brings the ball out across the 30-yard line to the 34. Conroy just threw that up in the middle of the field, and Pachuba picks it off there for St. Cecilia. Run out of bounds on the 34, and that'll be just about the ball game. 3:44 remaining, and the Blue Hawks have the ball.
Conroy had some time back there, then the pocket kind of broke down on him a little bit, had to take a couple of steps up, and I believe his intended receiver was Yardley down there, number 17, just simply when he stepped up in the pocket, overthrew his intended receiver, and Pachuba right there to pick it off, and the Hawks will bring it out to the 34.
So St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's a quick pitch. And it's going to be thrown for a loss back here at the 30-yard line. Into the ball game now is going to be Paul Gettert at the tailback position. Schwenka just pitches the ball back, and Gettert is swarmed under back here at the 30. A loss in the play of about 4 yards. It is now second down and about 14 yards to go. Clock running with 3:20 remaining here in the contest.
Well, and again, it appears the workhorse for St. Cecilia done on the afternoon. As we look down on the sidelines, he's carrying his helmet around. And a job well done again for Dalton Seeley. Unofficially, 21 carries, 115 yards, and 3 touchdowns this afternoon.
Get ready for some more wallpaper. Here's a handoff to Gettert. This time he angles off on the left side. 35 to the 40, out to the 42-yard line before Gettert is finally brought down. So Paul Gettert running the football now. The tackle is finally made by Nick Yardley for Gordon Rushville. He's a little slow in getting up there for the Mustangs. He's going to have to check out of the ball game. Checking in for him is going to be Derek Jensen. So third down now for St. Cecilia after Gettert lost on the preceding play. He comes back, picks up some nice positive yardage here. And now the Blue Hawks looking at a third down situation. Third down and about 4 yards to go. The line of scrimmage, the 41. Inside handoff, that's going to be Conan with the ball across the 50 to the 45, down to the 43-yard line. Ben Conan carrying the ball there for St. Cecilia. He's got another first down in the play as the Blue Hawks move the ball back into Gordon Rushville territory. 2:25 remaining here in the second quarter now. St. Cecilia has scored in every quarter, and they have got the lead here this afternoon over Gordon Rushville in the Class C1 State High School Football Playoffs. It is 28-0. As time is expiring here in this football game. Wide receivers split out to the right side. Schwenke again hands the ball away to Conan. Across the 40, down to about the 38-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Lane Haller, number 16, for Gordon Rushville. So now it's going to be an all-new unit checking in here. So Carl Tesmer is going to send in the subs here with a minute and 55 seconds to play here in quarter number 4.
I was looking for a blue jersey. We're not far. You could slip right through off of
our deer stand,
and you could get right down in there and get into the action.
That's what I need.
You do.
Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Simon Ostrander at quarterback. There's a quick pitch play. Trying to get outside now for St. Cecilia is going to be Bruliette, and he is brought down in the play. A nice defensive stop there by Nick Yardley, number 17 again, as Bruliette tries his speed to get outside. As Bruliette so far this season has rushed the ball 20 times for 110 yards and no touchdowns. You want to see how big Matt Stirrup is? The monster is now walking the sidelines here. He is on the prowl. He is a big dude.
He is very big. I'm telling you, he stands up with his helmet on. I could about take one step off of here and step onto his helmet. He's a big individual.
Third down now for Hastings St. Cecilia. 7 yards to go as the second teamer is trying to finish things off. Penalty flags are down as Ostrander hands the ball away to Bruliette. A penalty flag is down. It's going to go on the Blue Hawks. So, 5-yard penalty marched off against St. Cecilia.
Look at the ground game for St. Cecilia. Again, everything basically done between the tackles. They did a great job today blocking up front. We mentioned Dalton Seeley, unofficially 21 carries, 115 yards, 3 touchdowns. Ben Conan also having a big afternoon, 11 carries, 75 yards, and 1 touchdown for him as well. So a much-deserved round of applause when those individuals came off the sidelines and the JV squad got in there. Third down and long here for the Hawks.
Ostrander is going to throw the ball, does so, and it's incomplete, but a penalty flag is down. Tried to get the ball to the near sideline to Matt Kissinger, but I think he was maybe hit from behind there by Gordon Rushville. Ty Kreitman is back in coverage there for the Mustangs, and we'll check out the indication. It's going to be an interference call against Gordon Rushville. That's the case. Kissinger over here on the near side for St. Cecilia out on the pattern. I think got a little chuck from behind by Kreitman of Gordon Rushville.
Well, and I think as Kissinger made, he's cut at about the 36. Kreitman gave him a little chuck and then simply tackled him as he was reaching out for the football. And the official was right there, so Kreitzer guilty of that pass interference. Going to give St. Cecilia an automatic first down. And they'll take the ball all the way down to the 31-yard line with 38.9 seconds left to go here. The Hawks will advance.
Again, St. Cecilia will play again next Tuesday against either Crofton at home or Grand Island Central Catholic on the road. That'll be in the third round of the state playoffs next Tuesday night. Those two teams will score off later on. They're playing in Crofton tonight. First down, 10 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 31-yard line. Who's got it? They just kind of left it there in the middle of the field. And
Cody Jackson.
Jackson is knocked down in the play. So Ostrander hands off to Jackson. The little guy gets lost behind that big offensive line up there. It's now second down. Second down and 11, a loss of one in the play by Action Jackson.
Jackson's not very big, but sneaky, sneaky in there. Once they touch the football, is the Hawks going to let the clock run out, and they will send Gordon Rushville back on a long drive back west. But the Hawks do advance with a very, very good win, 28-0.
All right, so Hastings St. Cecilia scores a touchdown in each quarter this afternoon. They go on to beat Gordon Rushville in the state high school football playoffs this afternoon. Final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 28, Gordon Rushville nothing. You're listening to high school football on 1230 KHAS.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it this afternoon. Final score of 28-0 over Gordon Rushville. So the Blue Hawks will move on. They'll play either Crofton or Grand Island Central Catholic next Tuesday. Again, if Crofton wins that ball game, that'll be a home contest for Hastings St. Cecilia. If Central Catholic wins that ball game, they will play in Grand Island next Tuesday. But the Hawks pretty impressive here this afternoon, really in control of the ball game from the opening kickoff this afternoon. Gordon Rushville did drive the ball 60 yards on their opening possession this afternoon, came up empty-handed. St. Cecilia got the ball as they took over on downs. And immediately went 10 plays and 65 yards in the first quarter. A 30-yard touchdown pass from Bo Schwenker to Dalton Seeley got things started. The point after touchdown was no good. St. Cecilia had a 6-0 lead. In the second quarter, Dalton Seeley took it in from 1 yard out. The two-point conversion was good. That extended the lead to 14-0 in favor of St. Cecilia with 8:53 remaining in the first half. That's the way the first half ended here this afternoon. First possession of the second half, St. Cecilia, 11 plays, 77 yards, a 3-yard run by Dalton Seeley. The PAT good, 21-0. The Blue Hawks had the lead. And then in the fourth quarter, Ben Conan took it in from 2 yards out to cap off a 5-play, 55-yard drive. PAT was good, 10:04 remaining in the game, 28-0. Blue Hawks had the lead. That's the way the ball game ends with St. Cecilia out on top here this afternoon.
Well, not very many negatives coming out of this ball game for St. Cecilia. You mentioned the number of penalties. And quick counting, I know at one time there was 8, so into double figures for St. Cecilia with penalties, but not a huge concern when you win 28-0. They completely dominated the line of scrimmage. And after that first initial drive by Gordon Rushville, the Hawks continued to put the pressure on and really did a tremendous job against the team from out west. We look at Gordon Rushville on the afternoon. Their quarterback, Chris Conroy, 11 of 21 passing, 83 yards, one interception, that coming late in the second half. And the Gordon Rushville Mustangs rushed it 26 times for only 69 yards, 152 total yards for Gordon Rushville in the afternoon, 13 first downs. Their leading ball carrier in the game, Jesse Metzger, 14 carries and only 39 yards. We're looking for St. Cecilia. We had mentioned Bo Swinka hitting 5 of 5 passing coming in through the first half. He did have 2 incompletions in the second half, but he ends the day 5 of 7 passing, 57 yards, very efficient, and 1 touchdown on the afternoon. Where the Hawks did the damage, no surprise here, on the ground, 46 rushes, 223 yards on the ground, so 280 yards of total offense for St. Cecilia, 14 first downs on the day. Individual leaders, as we have mentioned, Dalton Seeley, 21 carries, 115 yards, 3 touchdowns, those coming from 1 yard out, a 30-yard reception, and then also a 3-yard plunge by Seeley this afternoon. Ben Conan, another good game as well, 11 carries and 75 yards and 1 touchdown. But again, we talk about each game just getting a little more difficult on and on as I get wrapped up in the extension cord here. Ain't easy. We've got a whole post-game show to go, but the Hawks again with a very sound win and doing it again right between the tackles, and a great job by that offensive line. They have done a great job all year long.
Yeah, one of the score to report to you is the early games are just now getting started. We are the early contest today across the state. Chambers is leading Anselma Myrna by the score of 6-0. They are in the second quarter of play. Chambers 6 and Anselma Myrna 0. Stick around. We've got the player of the game coming up next, and then it's the coach's post-game show. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's post-game show on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Buy 2, get 2 free at CPI Mr. Tire. Buy 2 Cooper Dean Equus tires, size 225-60VR16 for $132 each and get 2 free. All purchases include free rotation, free mounting, free balancing, and a free road hazard warranty. Save on Cooper tires, buy 2, and get 2 free.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
Mike, well, Jim Purcell back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. The Blue Hawks win here this afternoon over Gordon Rushville, the final score of 28-0 here in the ball game. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, Dalton Seeley, as expected here today. He rushes for over 100 yards, obviously a candidate for our player of the game. Ben Conan scored a touchdown for the Blue Hawks here this afternoon. And then defensively, Matt Stirrup, he interrupted a lot of things that Gordon Rushville wanted to do here this afternoon. But I think one guy really put the team on his shoulders here this afternoon, and he will be named our player of the game. We'll tell you about that right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West First, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
So again, our player of the game for Hastings St. Cecilia, Dalton Seeley, rushes for 3 touchdowns here this afternoon. Had 1 receiving today, a couple of touchdowns rushing. Ends up with 115 yards on the ground today, 26 carries, as the Blue Hawks roll up 280 yards of total offense in the ball game today, including 223 yards on the ground. Dalton Seeley will be our player of the game today as Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off Gordon Rushville by the score of 28-0. Stick around. The coach's post-game show is up next. You're listening to High School Football.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the coach's post-game show up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
This is the Coach's Post Game Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Back at Duncan Field again, the Blue Hawks win this afternoon over Gordon Rushville. The final score of 28-0 as the defensive coordinator for the Blue Hawks, Randy Ahrens, will join us in the post game. And, Coach, your defense, let's just start right there. Your defense pretty well shut down a pretty sophisticated passing attack this afternoon from Gordon Rushville.
Yeah, and I would think, thank you very much, and all the credit again goes to the kids because they do spend some extra time in preparation, film preparation, you know, and listening to what we're trying to accomplish during the week at practice. And so I think through, you know, practice preparation outside of the, you know, sessions really helps us, you know, to be at least comfortable going into the game. And but after that first drive, they had about 60-some yards on us. It was like, how are we going to, you know, defend this? But I think it was just a matter of us getting our feet wet and knowing that, you know, we had confidence in, you know, a game plan, but confidence in our athletes also.
Talk about the game plan with what you guys wanted to do with their quarterback. You knew he was going to throw the football. What did you guys want to do defensively today?
Well, we wanted to try to get some pressure up front with the four-man rush because they knew that we knew going in they were going to spread us out and leave us with the one linebacker inside. But as Coach Desmer really said before the game was that, you know, limit the big plays and don't give up any big plays. And so they kind of nickel and dime us that first drive, but they never did get the big play on us. And, you know, I think giving up whatever 60-some yards the first drive and coming back and, you know, limiting them to 90 the next, you know, the rest of three quarters, you know, just was a credit to us, credit to our kids. But then it doesn't hurt when you have a 7-minute drive to start the third quarter either.
Tell you what, you scored in each quarter and pretty well just took possession of the ball right after that initial drive. You guys, I thought, were in complete control of this football game.
I'm glad you guys did because at halftime, you know, that's something that, you know, was concerned for us is that, you know, anything could happen in the second half. You know, if they complete a pass and, you know, we slip and fall or if they take one deep on us because they are talented and they, you know, are very well coached. And, you know, it's one of those things where we couldn't lose focus at any point because they had the potential to score on big plays. And that's something that we saw in film is that they did score from different spots on the field, not only in the short field but also the long field. And so that was a concern. But I think our kids did really well in limiting what they were trying to do to us offensively.
What can you say about Dalton Seeley that hasn't been set already this year? Big ball game here this afternoon. Rushes for 100 yards plus. Our player of the game goes for 115 here this afternoon. Those yards were pretty tough inside too.
Yeah, they are, and that's something that will come playoff time. You need to have a big back that's able to carry the load and do some things, other people may shy away from, but can't take anything away from our offensive line. And Ben Conan, you know, rushes for about 80 yards, you know, today on about 7 or 8 carries, and he is just very tough and very competitive. And then, you know, on some of our plays, the fullback gets overlooked, but Ben Conan does a great job blocking. And I think, you know, I could mention everybody, but Bo Schwenke had a very solid game at quarterback. And so I think, you know, between our skill people and our offensive line developing, that we do present some problems for the other teams.
I know Coach talked about needing a big game out of the fullback today with Ben Conan. What did you guys see maybe on film that Coach thought that Ben Conan would be a big part of this ball game today?
I would think just the type of defense that they played, it allowed us to, we thought going in, to take advantage of some of their, you know, gaps and some of their possible weaknesses, but, you know, just take advantage of what we have. And Ben is just a very talented athlete and such a competitor that we thought we'd spring him loose because we have such confidence in our offensive line.
And you might as well throw in a little plug here for that offensive line once again today. You got to pat those guys on the back because I thought the guys up front for Gordon Rushville, very physical this afternoon, but you guys pretty well took charge down in the trenches where you had to do.
Yeah, we did, and that's something that we know here with our coach. But, you know, one of the things that we were impressed with how well they tackled, you know, because that's probably the best tackling team that we've played and one of the most physicals. And the good thing for our kids is they competed against a good team with, you know, for four quarters. And so, you know, as we progress in the next game and the next game after that, we're not going to get the running clock. Hopefully we do, but there's chances we won't get the running clock. So they really did compete well against a good team and a well-coached team.
So now you guys get to sit back for the rest of the night. Crofton, Grand Island Central Catholic playing here today. Obviously, we have seen Grand Island Central Catholic play this year. We've had a little history with Crofton, I think, in the past couple of years. So any idea what's going on there, or who'd you like to play?
It doesn't matter at this point. It's, people might think, well, you beat Central Catholic or Crofton's a new team on your schedule. You might have a chance to play, but I think as you progress, you want to, keep playing. Regardless of how great you play or how poorly you play, if you advance, that's something that they can't take away from you. And so I think our kids will be ready, and they'll want to play whomever. It would be, it's a nice be nice to have a home game here at historic Duncan Field, or it would be nice to go play up at Central Catholic on their field that they have. So I'm just really happy that we do have an opportunity to play next week.
I'll tell you what, if we play next Tuesday at home here at historic Duncan Field, please order a day just like today, all right? And Jimmy and I will be back.
Promise?
I promise. All right, congratulations on the win. Randy Aaron's the defensive coordinator for Hastings St. Cecilia after their big win here this afternoon, 28-0 over Gordon Rushville. We'll take our break and come back. You're listening to High School Football.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
So Dalton Seeley rushing for 3 touchdowns here this afternoon, 26 carries, 115 yards. St. Cecilia banging out 280 yards of total offense in the ball game, 223 on the ground today. Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off Gordon Rushville by the score of 28-0. So the Hawks will move on. They will play the winner of tonight's ball game between Crofton and Grand Island Central Catholic. That ball game will kick off at 5:30 this afternoon in Crofton. Next round of the state playoffs will be next Tuesday. We've got more action coming up on our network of stations tonight from Platte River Radio.